tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 49 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 23 seconds out from the most important election in world history. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are 125 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 14 seconds from his inauguration. The real time we've got here, that they're going to try to kill Trump with everything they've got and start wars, cyber attacks, they've got it all pre-planned, pre-programmed, is not the 49 days. It is the date until Trump gets into office. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, September 16th, 2024 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. You will get the most powerful, accurate intel on what's happening and unfolding here in the battle to restore our republic and stop World War III than you will get anywhere else. Jack Posobiec, who's got major breaking news and private investigators on the ground. I know the investigators well, in Pennsylvania and now in Florida, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour with major breaking news. Now, we now know that Ryan Wesley Roth, despite the corporate press trying to lie, has hated Trump, has called for assassinations, wants nuclear war because he believes humanity needs to be purged. He is a complete and total leftist psychotic with heavy connections to the CIA. He was not just in the operations for the U.S. Foreign Legion in Ukraine the last 2.5 years, living there over a year. He came back to recruit and was directed by organizations directly under the control of the CIA to recruit here in the United States to send troops over there. He also worked with the Azov Battalion. He bragged about it. They've expunged his Facebook, Instagram. They, for, I guess, government requests, we don't know yet, but Elon left it up about 6 hours, then they took it down off X. We have copies of it all. We have a whole bunch of videos of him speaking. I mean, this guy is a classic out-of-his-mind leftist Fruit Loop. He also was convicted of a weapon of mass destruction, but given probation, pointing towards he's been a Fed for a very, very long time, since the early 2000s. And we have the feds running the investigation as usual. Myself and Eric Prince and others have said we need Governor DeSantis to come in immediately and conduct their own investigation. They have that right at the state level. The feds have to ask permission. It is all coming up today, a massive, massive, massive broadcast for you. You can also pick up the live feeds and share them. We're getting tens of millions of views, 40 million on Friday, covering World War III developments. And over 10 million views for the show yesterday, just on X alone. So congratulations to all the viewers and listeners for spreading the word. And Elon Musk letting me out of the cage. The Titans have been released, and you are the Titan. I am just your co-pilot here. So keep sharing the live links from Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, and Band.video. Massive transmission, so much intel, all straight ahead. If you want tomorrow's news today, you are going to get it here. And remember, we can't fund this operation without your help, so please support. We make it easy.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals, the leftists, know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at AlexJonesStore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word of the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. The AlexJonesStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. Let me read you the live show headline up on InfoWars.com. Monday bombshell broadcast. Secret Service and the FBI confirms Trump's Sunday golf game was a snap decision, indicating the CIA-connected anti-Trump would-be assassin had inside help. Jack Posobiec has got some of the best sources out there. He's joining us coming up in about 26 minutes from now. We are 125 days, 23 hours, 53 minutes, 16 seconds until the Trump inauguration. As I've been saying, before they even tried to kill Trump 2+ months ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, he is way ahead. The real numbers are landslide, but they've got 10% fraud baked in. He's 15 points ahead on average in the battlegrounds, 20-plus points nationwide. They know he's set to win, and people just go out and vote. We haven't rolled back all of the election fraud, but I'd say about 50% of the election fraud has been rolled out with other big Supreme Court wins in multiple states like Pennsylvania and others, where they're saying you can't have those fake mail-in ballots with fake signatures with dates after the election. So that right there is going to nail their ass. More victories with RFK Jr. getting his name off the ballot via lawsuits when states refused. There's a lot happening, and you've got Texas and Nevada and a bunch of other states pulling millions and millions and millions of fake voters, dead people, illegal aliens, over 1,100,000 in Texas alone 3 weeks ago. That's why they be crapping their britches, ladies and gentlemen. We are closing in on big victory with 49 days out from the election, and then it's real game time, the 76 days of civil war, if you believe the top Democrats like Jamie Raskin, the evil congressman quarterbacking much of these operations. Now, there's so many angles to hit here today. We have MSNBC, CNN, all of them, and we have the clip saying Trump's causing the violence himself. He brought it on himself. It's his fault because his rhetoric. His rhetoric isn't one-tenth as incendiary as the Democrats. And then they say, oh, Elon Musk put out a tweet saying, well, why aren't they trying to kill Harris and Kamala? Because there's establishment. That's why. That's what he meant. They said that was a threat. They're calling for Secret Service investigations. Meanwhile, I have compilations, everybody from Kamala Harris to you name it, calling for violence and saying violence is good. It's crazy. Then you've got myself saying it the minute this happened, and Eric Prince and others, that you cannot have the feds do this investigation, that they will do a whitewash that's now been confirmed, just like Butler, Pennsylvania. The state has the jurisdiction and the right to come in and do its own parallel investigation separate from the feds, and the Justice Department and the FBI should not be in control of this. They've proven they're totally compromised, and that leads us to so many other angles we'll go to. But first, let me go to the big enchilada right now. The big enchilada right now for you. And the good news is InfoWars is never went away when they tried to shut us down in the last 6 years. And we've been reaching hundreds of millions a week conservatively. Now we're reaching, let's not exaggerate, 500 million a week right now. So we're hitting on all cylinders thanks to you spreading the word, your Paul Revere excitement, sharing the article, sharing the link, sharing the video, sharing the post on Real Alex Jones and the InfoWars post and Owen's post and Harrison's post and Geyser's post and McBreen's post and Adon's post and everybody else. And our writer's post. So great job to the viewers and listeners. We are winning the info war, which is why the enemy wants to kill Trump because we're winning intellectually, we're winning culturally, we're winning not just here but worldwide. Populism is exploding at light speed, and so the New World Order is bringing in war and tyranny. And, of course, the big backdrop to the big enchilada I'm about to cover in a moment concerning the second that we know of assassination, you know there's been others that didn't get as close, where there's smoke, there's a lot of fire. We have the announcement last week, now confirmed, that Biden has greenlit U.S.-made missiles. They put the explosives in them in Europe. They complete construction there, but it's their U.S.-made Storm Shadows. Heavy cruise missiles will start raining down on Russia sometime, any moment. And Russia has said that is a declaration of war officially, and Russia will respond hitting NATO targets, including outside of Russia. And then we go directly to full war, draft, conscription, even if it's a conventional war. The Pentagon saying it'll last 20 to 30 years. The EU says this will be their new business model. It's a 20 to 30-year war. I've been covering the different Macron and defense ministers and the UK defense minister all saying this the last year. Their new model is an endless war with Russia. And you've got Bolton saying, don't worry, Russia will never use nukes. So we'll just have a long, decades-long war with Russia. That's horrible as well. That they're rolling the dice big time. So they said in the news, they discussed it, and then Friday came and they said, well, he agreed to it, but he doesn't want it hyped in the media. Just like when he blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, didn't want to take responsibility. It'll be on record who rains these storm shadows down, who's guiding them, who's directing them with U.S. and Western satellites. So you got that going on that's ultra massive. And as I said, Friday, they need to kill Trump imminently to get set up for the long war with Russia, because he'll end it instantly by cutting off the money and making Russia do a peace deal, which Russia says they're ready to do. And then before it even came out, at about 5:45 Central, an hour and 45 minutes into the Sunday show last night, that the would-be assassin Ryan Wesley Roth, 58, was part of the Foreign Legion in Ukraine and was actually an officer and was basically recruiting with the CIA Western fighters out of North America, the Canada, and the U.S., as well as Afghanistan, he was trying to go there and fight. He even met with U.S. senators and had articles about him in the New York Times and other newspapers. He was a hero, they said. Even before that broke, I said, I think this is about getting rid of Trump to make way for war with Russia. Because the shooting happened at about, what, the Tippit shooting and the Secret Service shooting back at about 2:30 Central. I got on air at 4, didn't break for an hour and 45 minutes, that indeed that was it. But Sobek, 6 months ago on the show, said, look for them to use Ukrainian U.S. fighters to kill and do assassinations. And then now here we are. A lot of other people also made that point. So this is insane. And the CIA runs the whole operation, that's admitted. And all these documents are coming out. So we have them. Again, that's a giant, long course golf course. I mean, some of the drives are 250, 300 yards. A huge, state-of-the-art, when he built it back in the 90s, $45 million golf course. It costs $200 million to build today. And it's surrounded by woods so that it doesn't bother the neighborhoods. And it's got roads on three sides. And he knew right where to park his car, reportedly just for about a minute, got out with a gun, ran up with a backpack with his rifle, with his sniper rifle, got up at the chain-link fence, and the Secret Service saw in their binoculars a guy in a shooting stance, and they're still not sure if he fired or they fired first. Shots were reportedly exchanged. And days before it came out, Time magazine ran the headline that Trump's in trouble with an image of him photoshopped in a sand pit. Maybe Newsweek will run another headline or Time will saying, Madam President, that Hillary had won and publishing it the day after she lost. But that's what they're doing. And so he knew right where to be, right where to be dropped in, right where Trump was. But the Secret Service that was with Trump, that guard him with their lives, are good people, they stopped him. Then the citizen that had seen him go in the woods saw him run out, jump in the SUV, drive away, pointed the cops out as the cops came screeching up, and they got him. We've got the photo of him in the squad car we'll put up on screen for TV viewers as well. All of it is at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars.com if you want to see it, if you're a radio listener. Because remember, for all the viewers out there, I describe things. You're like, why are you describing it? We can see it. We're on over 300 radio stations. That's why I do that. So bear with me when I do that. Now, I could break all this down, and Jack Posobiec's coming up, and I will, but Ian Carroll, who I've been following for years, who reaches hundreds of millions of people a week as well, is an incredible investigative journalist. His work is about 99% accurate. Mine's about 98, but I'm more prolific, so I'm going to make more mistakes. But he is, in fact, I've just said 99. I've never seen him be wrong. He is an incredible researcher, and he filed a 7-minute report that we're going to upload ourselves on our format so it gets even more views. And the report's up on InfoWars.com. Insane leftist Trump assassin linked to CIA military-industrial complex. I mean, he's not linked. The CIA runs all of it. I told you that 11 years ago in the proxy war when it went official 2.5 years ago. And I've got stacks of news admitting they run the recruiting of the foreign legions that come there. So this guy was and he was a total supporter of Kamala Harris, in contact with the campaign, had bumper stickers on his car, huge supporter. His son said, yeah, that's my dad. Of course he hates Trump. Everybody does. No, everybody doesn't. So, and he was also a big LGBT guy, of course. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So here is Ian Carroll's excellent report. We're going to post this on X here in a few minutes. Share it like the future depends on it, because it does. The good news is, unlike Butler, they tried to cover it up. It had some success the first few days, though it came out later. We were on this. All of you were on this minute one. The media tried to say, oh, it was just, you know, like they did before Trump fell down. Nobody shot at him. Google for months said nothing happened. Wouldn't let you search Trump assassination. Forbes and AP were still saying it wasn't an assassination attempt 8 hours after, on July 13th. They tried to say, oh, it was just gang-related, two people shooting each other, just gangs. Trump, it wasn't directed at Trump. It's a high-crime area, which isn't true. It's the richest area in the U.S., not high-crime. And then that faded away real quick because Sean Hannity got a call that morning to go later when Trump decided to do it. He decided not to go because he didn't want to get murdered. He said, I play golf with him. I just slow him down. So I didn't know there'd actually be a real attempted murder there. So Hannity called up Trump, called up other witnesses. They all said the same thing. Guys in the woods shooting at him. Secret Service shoots back. They tackle Trump. And then the media was still saying, nope, nothing happened. That's, again, the fix was in. You'd have heard that a gang member killed him if they'd been successful. So here's Ian Carroll's excellent report.
So the new Trump assassin just dropped, and there's some spicy details already. Ryan Routh, very strange guy who's lived a very strange life. And this time, the internet was wise and archived all of his socials as much as possible before the FBI took it all down. So here's some basics on what we know about him, and one really interesting rabbit hole about who he might be. Right off the bat, though, it's super early. This is all speculative. Take your time, pump the brakes. We're just digging through dirty laundry. We don't know what sticks yet. But this guy is a private American citizen who traveled to Ukraine on his own dime, to help recruit civilian soldiers to fight for Ukraine and Afghan special forces. He was, like, recruiting on his Facebook page. Here's an archive of all of his tweets that look pretty damn automated to me. They pretty much all look like this. In a past life in Hawaii, he apparently ran this company that made a single tiny home and a single Facebook page and never did anything else with it. Super weird. But I grabbed everyone that he followed on Twitter before they deleted it. He only followed 60. And right down at the bottom of that list, which I think indicates his first follow, is this girl named Sue Kim, who is ex-CIA, along with some other very interesting things. Now again, reminder, this is just speculation, digging through Twitter dirt. Maybe this chick is just a wonderful, patriotic person that's helping America. Who knows? But her account is private, meaning why does he follow her? I've been digging around, and one of my followers said that they found her in the people that follow him back. I have not been able to confirm that for myself because they took the account down. If you've got a video of the 1,200 followers that followed him, that would be great to know. He says that she was at the bottom of his followed list, meaning that she followed him right when he made the account. That would make sense, seeing as she's at the bottom of his following list of who he follows too. I mean, every asset needs a handler. And when you go through some of these other affiliations here, you get what is essentially the CIA training grounds at Johns Hopkins University. It explores the relationship between politics and the many kinds of military power, from the use of terror by small non-state groups to the threatened use of nuclear weapons. Its director is John McLaughlin, who is literally an ex-acting director of the CIA and ex-deputy director of the CIA. 3-decade career at the CIA. David is third on the list of people at the top of this institution at the university. 30-year career in Army Special Forces, various special operations, invading various countries, as well as Operation Enduring Freedom. You get the idea. Anyways, RAND Corporation. That's a military-industrial complex think tank, kind of like the Atlantic Council. And LMI org. Yeah, that's like a military-industrial complex education and training program as well. Preliminary findings on the internet when you search our homeboy, the shooter, show his arrest record, including in 2002, possession of weapons of mass destruction, class F felony, along with 3 other blocks of things like possession of handguns or concealed weapons and driver's license stuff. And yeah, that sounds like some operative shit to me. But again, we don't know any of this yet. We're just digging through dirty laundry on the internet. It's hard to tell what's real. But this is a photo of the weapon he used and the setup he had. People are speculating it looks an awful lot like, you know, Russian-Ukrainian class of rifle. He's doing these weird recruitment ops in Ukraine for civilians. Well, he's like posting on his Facebook all the time to like no followers about how he's recruiting hundreds of civilians to fight for Ukraine. Posting for like Afghan special forces to contact him so they can come fight in Ukraine. But he's like just a random citizen from Hawaii. And one of the 60 people he follows is this CIA gal that allegedly follows him back. That looks an awful lot like a handler or a contact. His account looks an awful lot like a bot or an MK Ultra or a Pato. Who knows what the hell this is? His criminal record looks an awful lot like what you might expect a kind of guy in this kind of line of work to leave behind. And then there's the weird video evidence getting turned up.
One, officials in Kyiv simply aren't interested in recruiting them.
Ukraine is reluctant to be cooperative.
That's Ryan Roof, a U.S. citizen who set up the International Volunteer Center in Ukraine to help connect foreigners to Ukrainian military units.
Now I'm talking to over 100 soldiers every day and pretty much everybody. All of my contacts in Ukraine, over there, were adamant and pretty much yelled at me every time that I suggested that we bring in Afghans.
The Ukrainian government didn't respond to our request for comment, but a source close to the officials in Kyiv told Semafor that their top concern is the question of loyalty in the thick fog of war.
The biggest thing is spies. They're afraid that anybody and everybody is a Russian spy.
Shout out to some bitch I know on X, who currently has one of the best archives of all of his socials and accounts. There's a lot of other people doing good work right now. And again, I just want to clarify. I'm not trying to pretend like I've solved the case or like we know what's going on. We just have learned by now that the FBI is going to just cover everything up. And so it's up to us to try to dig everything out before they do. So that's what we're doing. And yes, it's ridiculous that that is even a set of sentences we have to say in America in 2024 when someone tries to kill the former and future president of the United States of America. And I mean, I can only imagine who might be backing up these operations to try to shoot him and who might be providing the intel and the access and the cover-ups, etc. So last thing I'll say, Ryan Routh, he's currently in custody. He was driving away in an SUV. They caught him. He's alive for now. And I just want to remind us all, Ryan Routh did not kill himself. If cameras malfunction outside of his cell, if he has a weird slipping accident, whatever happens. Yeah, you know the story. 50 more days, my money's on at least one more attempt before we get there. So stay frosty, because the war machine desperately needs the wars to escalate. And they're not down with the MAGA MAHA folks shutting down the wars. And they are ready to kill people, ready to assassinate. Allegedly, apparently, theoretically, just jokingly, in order to perpetuate those wars.
Excellent job, Ian Carroll. He's on with us Thursday. Jack Posobiec's coming up in about 8 minutes, the bottom of the hour, 33 after. with major breaking intel. Now, I want to just back up what he was just saying, and that's from yesterday. We know more now. It's all confirmed to be his sites. The documents are confirmed, the arrest record, the weapons of mass destruction, the CIA connections. I have all the articles. We'll go over it with Jack Posobiec. More coming up. The CIA was running the organization that he was running. Now, look at this. Possibility. Ryan Wesley Roth had informant, says ex-FBI leader. It was an unannounced golfing event, but the media was there all of a sudden, and so was the shooter who just pulled up on a road, ducked right in the woods, right where Trump was. Chris Schwecker told Newsweek that law enforcement will have to establish how Ryan Wesley Roth appeared to know the exact details of when Trump was playing golf at the Florida resort. And when you look at his Facebook and his X account, 100% the followers, almost to a person, and the post are automated to the CIA organizations run by the deputy director and the director. So they had their hands directly on this, and he's going back and forth. I mean, most people, you get caught with a weapon of mass destruction, a bomb, and a bunch of automatic weapons. You know, you're going to get a few years in prison. Zero. And the arrests just keep coming because the local cops are catching this guy doing sketchy stuff. A gopher for the deep state, obviously. That's a 99% probability right now. It's 100% in my mind. And they charge him, but it's always dropped. I mean, it's long. I've got the rap sheet right here. I mean, we're talking tiny lines of it, four pages. We're talking guns, weapons, sneaking around, doing all sorts of weird crap. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing information. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Jack Posobiec. I'm going to just say this again. I'm taking on the New World Order. You are our backers. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason we're reaching, let's not exaggerate, in the last week, 20 million people a day on average on X. I mean, watching the videos, not just the post. And we had over 10 million viewers on X yesterday, not counting all the other videos I shot that have over 10 million themselves. One of them has 6 million. A bunch of others have a couple million. 20-something million people watched our videos yesterday on X. I mean, look, your investment in us is paying off, but I need the viewers and listeners to support us. We've got all the products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products like Nitric Boost that purifies your blood and cleans out your cardiovascular system and is so good to counter all the garbage they put into our environment. Get the InfoWars MD. Products like the gummy bears with the CBD, the highest quality full spectrum and the full spectrum 1,000-milligram tincture. It's so good and at least 40, 50 bucks less than the leading competitors that we private label it from. InfoWars MD line, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And then don't forget our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, selling out. Next Level Foundational Energy is just one of the great products there. Despite the fact it's selling out, still discounted. It doesn't do a stimulant thing, but it is like a stimulant, and there's no letdown. You want to have this product. Next Level Foundational Energy, Cabochil, Colloidal Silver, Nano Silver. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. You want to get great products to support the broadcast? Go there now. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWars.com, and the Alex Jones Store.com for t-shirts. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we are now 33 minutes into this live Monday, September 16th transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Jack Posobiec joins us with all of his great sources and research with the latest developments on what is unfolding with the attempted assassination of the second in 2 months and 3 days of the 45th president of the United States. All evidence shows Trump is really way ahead. The deep state knows that, and they are desperate to take him out to pave the way for a wider war with Russia, with the authorization last week of Biden insanely to begin raining U.S.-made missiles down on Russian territory, something Putin has said, and his foreign minister has said, and they've told the U.N. as of Friday, we'll be in active war. We will be at war with Russia. Now, this just in, Martin County, Florida, Sheriff Snyder just came out and basically said that it looks like Ryan Roth may have been part of a greater conspiracy to kill President Trump. We're going to play that clip, and it's now again coming out. We have a former high-level FBI, Chris Seeker, saying that he obviously had help to drop in on the unannounced golf game of President Trump that was a snap decision. Pulled right up. There's police all over the place. Ran right in the woods right when Trump was coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just not a coincidence. Then you have his giant rap sheet, weapons of mass destruction, and then he just gets probation. Then he gets arrested over and over again with machine guns and guns and has a huge rap sheet. His Twitter account on X connected to all these CIA operatives recruiting troops from America. This is the classic Lee Harvey Oswald cutout that you see over and over again. The question is, how long will he be alive? And they're now reporting would-be assassin Ryan Roth has been charged with possession of a firearm with a convicted felon, possession of a firearm with a obliterated serial number. He's currently not facing any charges related to assassination attempt, but that's probably coming. He's formally arraigned in 2 weeks. So we'll talk to Jack Posobiec here in a minute and a half. But first, here is the sheriff saying we should look at help. And that means you can't have the feds do the investigation. It needs to be the state and the locals, which is their right. We'll get Jack's take on that in a moment. But first, here's a clip.
2 miles to get all the resources in play so we could surround that vehicle and force it to a stop.
How was he driving when your deputy saw him?
How was he driving when we saw him? He was smart. He was just driving with the flow of traffic. Yeah, I think that he may have thought he got away with it. Of course, he couldn't have known that there was a witness who really did the right thing, took a picture of him, took a picture of the tag. And he was just going to drive himself back to wherever he came from.
Did he have any, to your knowledge, any ties to Martin County or the Treasure Coast?
Yeah, to my knowledge, does he have any ties to Martin County? I think the answer, to my knowledge, the answer is no, I have no knowledge. I think what we're finding out, he's not from this area, which of course raises the bigger question is, how does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing, and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
And Sheriff, you mentioned the witness.
There's an open conspiracy to kill Trump. The Democrats, after Jack leaves us, I'll play a bunch of compilations of them calling for him to be killed, including Mr. Mudd from the CIA on CNN. Jack, thank you for giving us some time. I know you're very busy. You've got a lot of big developments and angles. You stayed up all night on this. You've got private investigators who I know well in the field in Pennsylvania on that. Now you're investigating this, expanding your big investigation and briefing you'll be giving next Monday, 7 days from now, in Reading, Pennsylvania, right by your hometown with myself and Tucker Carlson. People can find out more about that historic event that's coming at TuckerCarlson.com. Get your tickets quick. It probably will sell out. But Jack Posobiec, give us the latest.
Yeah, Alex, that's right. So the briefing will be coming up on the 23rd there, Reading, Pennsylvania, TuckerCarlson.com/events. Go secure your tickets now because this thing, it's going to sell out fast. This is going to be the hottest event where we're going to be talking all about the Butler, Pennsylvania information, as well as the information that continues to spill out about this individual, Ryan Wesley Routh, and his potential connections to these foreign fighter flows, again, from Kabul to Kiev, as you and I spoke about last night. That's what he was directly involved in. Alex, after I got off your show last night, I did say, look, myself, my team, we were up into the wee hours of the morning cranking it out on this. We were then went into this morning. We began negotiations. We began looking at different things. And so, by the way, just for anyone now, I know we've been working on the book, Bulletproof, the story of how the first assassination attempt on President Trump. And basically, if you had pre-ordered Bulletproof, and I just want to put this out there, if you went to orderbulletproof.com, you want to sign a copy, whatever copy, you will get the latest edition. We just went in, we hacked and slashed the entire thing. We are now including as much information as we possibly can, essentially by today, on Ryan Wesley Routh and the second assassination attempt on President Trump. And I'm going to have more information about that next week with you and Tucker Carlson up on that stage. But Alex, the fact that this guy had direct ties to foreign fighter flows, I was able to break the story that he appeared at and appeared in a propaganda video for the Azov Battalion, the most controversial battalion, neo-Nazi battalion there in the Ukrainian military, someone that started as a volunteer regiment, was then formalized to be part of the Ukrainian National Guard. This is someone they fought in the Mariupol. They fought at the Azovstal plant, this huge stand there, and he appeared in this video. We don't know exactly yet who put together this video, but as you can see from it, this actually took place in Kiev. It looks like it's right there in Maidan Square, which is the very square where the Maidan Revolution, the Maidan Color Revolution, took place in 2014, which was totally backed by the Central Intelligence Agency. So again, if you've got a guy now who was bringing foreign fighters from Kabul to Kiev, or at least trying to, you had someone who was directly tied to the Azov Battalion. You have someone who now we know as of this morning walks into the federal courtroom laughing. He walks into the courtroom laughing, and Alex, one of the first things they charged him with was to being a convicted felon who was in possession of a firearm. So let's go back. He's got an AK-47. How was it that he was able to have an AK, and the sheriff just mentioned it there, how was it he was able to have an AK-47 or any rifle at all with the scope, et cetera, because with a obliterated serial number, the serial number filed off? Well, the obvious question is, does that rifle relate to his time in Ukraine? Did he bring that rifle back from Ukraine? Was he able to get it back to the United States? Was he able to bring it in without paperwork? Was he able to claim his status in this travel that apparently he was conducting with these foreign fighter groups, the International Battalion, et cetera, coming back from Ukraine? Was he able to get this gun in? And it's a basic question, by the way. If he's directly associated with these fighting groups on the ground, then it stands to reason that when he's got a Russian-style weapon that we know are used on both sides in the Ukrainian conflict, that did he get it from that area? And some people are saying that it may be an SKS, which is a variant. Again, we need to know where the gun came from. Of course, it is possible to get that in the United States, but of course, firearms retailers, we know they keep their stuff tight. We know the ATF is super strict. We know this is suspect. And AKs, look, it's just not as popular in the United States as ARs, even though we know they are very durable. They are very resilient. So the question is, how do you get this thing Ukraine to Hawaii, Hawaii to Florida? The sheriff is, of course, asking these questions. Also, ABC just a few moments ago broke the story that – let me pull it up here, broke the story that suspected Trump assassin Ryan Wesley Routh spent nearly 12 hours near Trump's golf course before being confronted. Nearly 12 hours. So he was lying in wait. He built that sniper's nest. Alex, by the way, in the photo you just showed, and here you can see in this Newsweek Romania video where he's got his hair dyed in the colors of the Ukrainian flag, the blue and yellow of the Ukrainian flag. This was how much of a Ukraine radical he was. In the photo you just showed, what he's hanging up there are, so he's got a plate carrier in the photo, but in the photo from the fence, those are two backpacks, and I had a source reach out to me and say that it looks like he has ceramic tiles in those backpacks. The ceramic tiles, if that's true, and you can see they sort of have that that square image, that they could have operated as a makeshift body armor. And if they did operate, therefore, as makeshift body armor, it could be that the Secret Service agent who responded, we don't know yet what caliber firearm the Secret Service agent was using, whether it was a rifle or was it a handgun, but it's possible that that ceramic tile that he set up for that sniper's nest actually did function as he intended and protect him from the Secret Service rounds as been fired.
Absolutely. I'm looking at that. Those are plate carriers. Those are plates hung up there that they come in backpacks.
Yeah, makeshift plate carriers. And it's possible. And again, this is not someone does without training. This is not someone does someone does randomly. This is a trained fighting position that he was able to put together. The GoPro is up there directly. This is someone, again, 8 months on the ground in Ukraine. We haven't been able to prove or even get reporting yet on that he actually participated, whether or not he carried as Tim Walz claimed, carried a rifle in war. But he certainly has more combat experience than Tim Walz did because he actually traveled to the theater. So I received a report that he received training on an AKM, which is, again, similar platform to the AK-47. It's a variant, one of these various types of AK-47s, AKS, et cetera, right, that were over there. And but that he, the my source said that he received an injury and then didn't actually go into combat himself when he was over there. Again,
instead, he admittedly, though, began recruiting. And if you go to his X that was copied before it was taken down, it's all connections to the CIA training facilities, to the CIA directors. I mean, this guy was spooked up big time.
Look, this guy, if he wasn't on the National Security Agency's radar, then I'd question why we even have any of these national security agencies. Again, when I was in Lviv around the same time period, by the way, which is May of 2022, so I was in Lviv, he was in Kiev, but I was around there. We saw the foreign fighters coming in. You saw these volunteers, people who were involved in going around the these groups in these units coming together to and by the way, the weapons that you could easily procure while you were over there were flowing all over the place. You could get weapons, you could get body armor, you could get grenades. Actually, I'm kind of surprised that he doesn't just have kit or regular body armor that he brought back from Ukraine with him, because it was so easy to get. I could have come back with plates and all sorts of things, but I didn't want to, because I didn't want anyone to be declaring me a foreign fighter when I was not there for that purpose.
Absolutely.
Especially if you get rolled up by the wrong side, and you know the federal government would try to make an issue out of that had I participated in anything like this. But one of these guys, one of these just NAFO, and by the way, these NAFO nationalists, these guys are hardcore with jihad level fervor over there. Again, you could see painting the hair, dyeing the hair, going over, going and promoting this neo-Nazi battalion, extreme levels of fervor, almost religious level fervor. And these are the same groups the CIA has been playing footsies with. Adam Kinzinger, Alex Vindman, Rachel Vindman, the wife, putting up her tweets last night saying that, you know, this thing didn't matter. They're very worried about this, because these are the same type of people that they have been cheerleading for years at this point.
Well, that's right. And of course, Edward Snowden, who would know what he's talking about, says that the shooter has total vibes of Lee Harvey Oswald, and that the White House may not have clean hands here. You have the sheriff saying it could be a conspiracy. Look at the facts here. This guy's a big Harris supporter. It's all confirmed all over his Instagram, all over his Facebook, all over his Twitter. Now the media is trying to fact check and say that's not true. You look at the climate here. Now with 49 days out from the election, you were on just Friday saying they're going to try again on Trump. I told Glenn Beck that on Thursday. I mean, this is a no-brainer. The deep state is desperate. I think we would have to go out of our way to say this isn't part of a larger operation. And what do you think the establishment that's so desperate is going to do next? And what are the other angles to this story?
Well, Alex, it's clear that there's going to be another attempt before the election. It's also clear, by the way, that when people say, oh, this was just rhetoric who spun this all up, that it was just media. Sure, that's certainly one aspect of it, and that needs to be investigated. But also, I think the bigger investigation here needs to be first on, of course, media and rhetoric. President Trump talked about that in his first remarks this morning. But also, we need to ask, why is it that the Biden White House has not provided the security, Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, not provided the security profile for President Trump? And by the way, his family, which includes his son, who's now going to school in New York City, and as much as I hate to say it, these are all potential targets now, target vectors, now that we've seen two assassination attempts on the man himself. And third, the investigation into Ryan Rob, they're going to try to silence this guy. They're going to try to disappear this guy, or worse. And we know what happens to people in federal prison that they want to get rid of. We need to make sure that this case goes to trial. We need all the information to come out. There cannot be a sealing of information, because we have to go deeper and deeper into his contacts. Look, he has a memoir that he talked about on Amazon, where he talks about various contacts and associates that he had with the International Ukraine Battalion when he was in Ukraine, when he was involved in these foreign fighter groups. Someone who's got information like that, whether or not he was a patsy, whether or not that was directly involved in this, he's going to have a lot of access to information, whether he knows it or not, that needs to come out in this investigation. A lot of information, by the way, that potentially, like I said, if these national security agencies actually were involved with him while he was over in Ukraine, there's going to be a lot of information that they don't want coming out in open court.
Jack, pulling back from this, I know you've got a lot of pull with Trump. We obviously can, you know, put pressure on him, but he's going to always do what he wants. He did do this as a snap golfing outing. So that was smart. It wasn't pre-announced. That's all confirmed. But people say, oh, well, you know, he didn't want to look cowardly and basically go to a bunker. He's going to win the election. All evidence shows everybody votes. We're having a lot of victories, rolling back a lot of the election fraud. Some is still there, but I'd say 50% has been rolled back. Big decision in your home state of Pennsylvania to not let them put the old ballots or ballots after the date or ballots with bad signatures in there. A lot of other illegal aliens being expunged by the millions off the rolls from Texas to Nevada. So they're definitely scared. That's why they keep trying to kill him. What do you think Trump's posture should be now? Obviously, he put the bulletproof glass up at the outdoor events. That's great. But, I mean, it's a guaranteed now. This is accelerating. And I think we see unlimited assassination attempts. I mean, I think they'll try even quicker. I think they'll probably try to kill him again in the next 7 days. And then if that doesn't work within the next three after that, I think we're going to see this. And it's going to become incredibly obvious. So, A, what would you do if you were Trump? And then, B, what do you think the establishment that tried this is thinking right now?
Look, Alex, and I'm sympathetic to the talking point that, you know, perhaps he should take his physical security more safely. And that's number one, obviously, that he needs to have private security that are working hand in hand with the Secret Service at all times. He needs private security at every place he goes prior to put the drone up. Get the drone up there. Make sure it's going over. You're looking at suspicious vehicles, suspicious cars. He's got the money to be able to do this. This can easily be number one. If he needs to fundraise for it, I'm sure that Trump supporters and the
American people. There needs to be 10 drones up everywhere he is.
Put the drones up. Put an entire fleet of drones and have that all out there. And that's number one. Number two, look, as it comes to the rallies, he's not going to stop. This man does not have the word quit in his vocabulary. This man does not understand the meaning of the word surrender. He's not going to quit. That being said, if he's going to continue the rallies, I would argue, of course, that he needs to go to do the hangar rallies that he was doing before, go to places where he's able to fly in with the plane, have those hard points. An airport is already generally secluded. It's generally a secure area. So, or at least more secure than an open field or a golf course. When it comes to the golfing, also something that I think President Trump would be remiss to give up. We know that's sort of his, that's how he relaxes. That's how he spends his downtime. He also conducts business on the golf course. Again, it's going to be something that has to be looked at potentially to see how he can remain safe while being on these golf courses. But again, this is all doable if he's given the correct security posture. And if the Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas doesn't want to give that to him, then he's got to do it privately.
Shifting gears into the big issue, you and I both said this Friday, and I said it hours before the news broke yesterday, that this has got to do with Russia. They got to clear the way with this escalation with the heavy missiles that just got greenlit last week. And then it comes out he's heavily involved, the CIA, Ukraine, foreign fighters, wanted to bring Afghans in. I mean, how obvious is that, Jack, that they need to get rid of Trump to pave the way for World War III?
Well, Alex, again, we talked about when I was on your show the other day, we talked about how they would potentially look at a conflagration between the U.S. and Russia to ignite World War III. And we talked about specifically how Kamala Harris had become the candidate of the party of war, how Kamala Harris had been the one who suddenly is promoting Dick Cheney, is promoting Leon Panetta, is promoting John McCain by name, and that she is the one all of a sudden using the same rhetoric of the United States must stand for its values around the world, the United States must stand to its allies. Again, and I said specifically, these are signals that she is sending out to the other members of the globalist coalition. I said that she was sending those signals out specifically. And now we've got someone here with a direct, and I'm just going to say it's a one-to-one tie with elements of the military-industrial complex, those same elements, the defense contractors that are bringing the foreign fighters in. Because, Alex, this is big money. This is the same type of story, by the way, that a year and a half ago I broke that Alexander Vindman himself was trying to get in on these military contracts to service the weapons, to service the vehicles, to service the equipment, the American and NATO equipment that was going into Ukraine. Vindman, and I got his slide deck up at humanevents.com 18 months ago, and people can go see the documents that I provided, that this is a war that Alexander Vindman, it played a huge role in, shall I say, an oversized role in kicking off himself, and all of this is in the book Bulletproof. We were able to get it in last night, that he played a role in kicking off the war. Now he's trying to profit off of the very war. So these war profiteers were going in. This guy himself may also have engaged in war profiteering. That's why he's going to Ukraine. That's why he's coming back. And they become useful idiots. They become useful idiots for those in power, people who are trying to make a quick buck, but then also people who are playing on the sensibilities and the emotions of those affected by the propaganda and those affected by the images coming out, to be able to spend their dollars, their treasure, and in some cases even volunteer to go and sacrifice their lives for the transnational security state. Remember, Alex, you and I have always said this isn't about the people of Ukraine. We don't want the people of Ukraine to suffer. This is about the oligarchs and the fact that right after Afghanistan and Kabul shut down, all of a sudden Ukraine kicked off. So how are you going to tell me that this guy was traveling and bringing foreign fighters from Kabul to Kiev, and he wasn't on the radar of any of the national security agencies? Sorry, don't pass the smell test.
Well, the public knows this is the deep state. The evidence is overwhelming. 60-second closing comment. Biden reportedly did greenlit, but he didn't want it to be made public, The Guardian and the New York Times reported. When, if do you suspect that NATO will start raining storm shadows down inside Russia, and what do you think Russia's response will be?
Look, if NATO starts running down storm shadows inside Russia prior to the election, then what they're going to try to attempt to do then is kick off a World War III type scenario where this goes, where Russia then responds in places, in bases in Poland or bases within Estonia, wherever these the targeting is going from. And then, of course, the discussion will be about Article 5 of NATO.
The West is clearly trying, as they did successfully, to get Putin into Ukraine and now to provoke him into something wider to get us into a full war. They admit that and, of course, then bring Ukraine into NATO. This is madness. We've got to get Trump in. He will stop it. That's why they wanted Trump dead. Jack Posobiec, thanks for the update. I'll be talking to you soon.
God bless, Alex. I'll see you in a week, man.
Absolutely. There goes Jack Posobiec. All right, we're going to start the next hour. And I'm going to hit all the other news we haven't hit. And then I'm going to open the phones up for callers to respond to this, the World War III developments and escalations that are just historic, the worst ever, mainline analyst degree, the attempted second killing of Trump. You know, there's other stuff where they didn't get as close we don't know about, guaranteed. What do you think we should do? I really value your views, your ideas. We'll be talking to you next hour and the third and fourth hour today, the Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Congratulations to Owen and Harrison. Their shows have exploded. They've always been big, but they are gigantor now. I want to thank all the listeners for spreading the word about the broadcast at Real Alex Jones, sharing the InfoWars live feed there as well, and others. All total, since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've had 60 million people on X alone click on the live feeds and the rebroadcast. That's not counting all the other stuff. I can't even have time to count the rest up. 60 million. Great job, everybody. We're not risking our lives for nothing. That's gargantuan. That's historic. Badass. You're the Paul Revere's. Keep sharing the links. Email, text messages, word of mouth. Do it now. And please support our sponsor for great nano silver products, Next Level Foundational Energy, Cabachill, and more at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Support us. Go there now.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're now in hour number two. It's Monday, September 16th, 2024. The globalists have a mission that's impossible, taking down humanity. They had us asleep for a while, but now the giant has awoken. We are 49 days, the most important election in world history. I'm your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. All right. I want to open the phones up in this second hour and third hour on the huge subject of the escalation of war with Russia, the Storm Shadow missiles, all of that, the attempted assassination of Trump, where you see this going, what you think, and of your veterans or current active duty or military or law enforcement, you've got any information or intel on the Trump attack, then I'll put you to the head of the line, but otherwise I'll take the calls in the order they are received. And crew, remind me of that. Sometimes I just start at the top, at the first caller, and don't listen to what I said, and I go, oh, wait, there was a guy in Palm Beach, a sheriff's deputy holding. And I'm like, oh, he's been holding 30 minutes. I'll go right to you, particularly if you're law enforcement in Florida. So I'll give that toll-free number out when we come back. Some stations don't carry this first five, but a lot of stations do. So it's always kind of a no man's land. So I'll give the number out to the full audience when we return on the other side of this break. Now, I've got the Democrats calling for violence against Trump, then blaming him, saying it's his fault. So many clips, I can't get to all of them. I've got like eight of them. MSNBC, I played it last night, saying he got what's coming to him. He deserves it. You got CNN blaming Elon Musk. I mean, it's just bizarre. You've got them trying to say he's not a leftist, though it's all confirmed. Just like Haitians aren't doing anything bad or eating any animals, any house cats or anything in Springfield, Ohio, or the Venezuelan gangs aren't taking over any apartments, even though they are. Or Harris doesn't want your guns. She officially says she wants to ban them. And Tim Walz, nobody's killing babies after they're born. Tim Walz just got the law passed 2 years ago in Minnesota. It's mind-blowing. Oh, she doesn't want your guns. She just put an official deal to ban them. So it's just that they do that so you never get resolved to take action. Instead, they just deny what they're doing to your face while they do it. So people just go, okay, and just kind of go, you're lying. Well, you move past that. Who cares if they're lying? We know they're liars. Ignore what they say. Take the country back. But it's a tactic they use. And there's so much on the economy, so much on the election, just all sorts of craziness coming up. Saudi Arabia bank caught secretly buying 160 tons of gold in Switzerland. I mean, it's all just bonker land. And as the news breaks and develops, we'll go over all of it. We'll play clips of the would-be assassin, CIA cutout. It's absolutely confirmed. It's all coming up. We'll be right back with your calls. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prizes announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the Infowars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. So it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday, September 16th, 2024, transmission with 49 days left in the most important election in world history, in the 76 days of hell, when the Democrats have pledged, top Democrats, civil war conditions in America. Before I give the number out on the World War III escalations, Biden greenlighting, U.S.-made Storm Shadow missiles, huge high-powered cruise missiles start raining down on Russia anytime now. I pray they back off, pray they don't do it. Russia's saying it's declaration of war. Full war with the United States. I mean, can you believe this? And we're sleepwalking into it. It's like, oh, what did Taylor Swift say? Or, oh, is Laura Loomer sweet on Trump? I mean, this is the stuff all over the news while this is all happening. And then they just tried to kill Trump again. And the corporate media tried to spin it like it didn't happen. It had to back off and admit it did happen. And it just becomes like entertainment, like it's a bullfight or something. And Trump's the bull. It's not. This is not a video game or a Netflix show or a drama on HBO. This is the real world. This is really going on. And so many people have a normalcy bias that folks are starting to get concerned, but even populist and conservatives are like, it'll be okay. Trump blames Dems for assassination attempts. Absolutely. They're the ones hyping it and pushing it. All these people are connected to the FBI and the CIA, this latest person wrote a 300-page screed calling for Trump's assassination and nuclear war. We have the copy of it right here. They admit it's his. Recruiting foreign fighters in and out of Ukraine with a CIA group. That's who runs the whole operation over there. Pops up out of nowhere with a rifle, knows where Trump's going to be when Trump had to announce he'd be on the golf course. Allowed to run around there. I mean, come on, people. We're not in Kansas anymore, as I keep saying, over and over and over again. And then Elon Musk puts out a tweet that made a lot of sense. I reposted it. saying, I wonder why nobody's trying to kill Kamala Harris or Biden. That's not calling for it. I'm saying, wonder why? Because they're puppets. Because it's the deep state doing this. It's not organic people. Sure, the media hypes up Trump should die and he's bad and all the movies and TV shows talk about how great it'd be. But where are the people trying to... I hope nobody tries to kill Biden or Harris. They turn them into victims. The deep state may do it and blame Trump. I've been saying that for a year. Or longer. In fact, that could be in the cards. And then make Kamala the president if they kill Biden so she's more presidential. So you'll believe she actually won if they're able to steal it, which I don't think they're going to be able to because the numbers is showing such a landslide despite their disinfo that their fraud can't take them over the top again. Trump had a bigger landslide in 2016. That's why they couldn't steal it. He didn't have as big a landslide in 2020. The numbers are there. Had top pollsters on, the head pollster at Rasmussen concurring with that. Just last week. Seems like a million years ago. So they're going to try it again. What do we do to stop it? What should Trump do? And he should know every time he goes on the golf course, he takes his life in his hands. I've said that's one of the prime vectors for them to get to him. It's a vector point, an attack vector. Look up what that means. Elon Musk said 3 years ago he owned a couple big houses in Austin. He built himself a house inside his factory down the road from where I'm at, east of Austin, out by the airport, and said, I don't want a vector point for killers to come get me. That was a smart move. Not that Musk is a coward. He was smart. Trump hasn't done that. So let's play back-to-back. Video of Kamala Harris promoting violence, and then go to the clip 9 supercut, 2.5 minutes of Democrats explicitly calling for using political violence. And yeah, I asked Ron Paul and Rand Paul and what happened to at that baseball game with the other member of Congress getting shot and the guy tried to kill them all. And then, of course, ask Trump. I mean, it's just it's insane. So let's go ahead and go to those clips.
So even what some might call weak tea proposals by the Republicans right now wouldn't be happening if there weren't these protests in the
streets. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. And it's tragic because the reality is that these protests have been happening in maybe smaller form for generations. But let's just look at where we are right now and acknowledge to your point. Yeah, had these protests had people by the hundreds of thousands not been out there marching, many who might be relatives of those very people who have been obstructionists until now, we probably wouldn't be where we are. But again, back to where we are, what the Republicans are proposing is by many accounts and certainly by my account, absolutely insufficient to meet this moment. And we need to go with the justice and policing bill.
And I want to make clear that I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had.
That's right.
For the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement. I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not.
Senator, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more with Senator Harris and ask if she has any interest in being a vice presidential candidate.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You know what happened to Congressman Steve Scalise? Getting shot when that guy tried to kill all those conservative members of Congress playing baseball. By the way, we should take that clip because we've got bigger, longer compilations, but have McBreen add the CIA deputy head Mudd saying the CIA is going to kill this guy, talking about Trump, and then add Schumer saying the intelligence agencies have six ways of Sunday of getting back at you and then re-upload it. Because we need that clip in there, those clips to be added. Okay, so let's look at some of the stuff they're currently doing today. This is Representative Crockett, Jasmine Crockett, says MAGA is a domestic threat to the country right after Trump was almost killed again yesterday. And then that dovetails with CNN this morning. I saw this and recorded it. Monitoring the enemy transmission, blaming Elon Musk and trying to say he's calling for violence for simply saying, wonder why nobody's trying to kill them, meaning they're the ones trying to do the killing. Nobody wants to kill Biden or Harris. Give me a break. They're puppets. That would turn them into victims. So let's play those clips back to back.
I talk about the fact that when we swore in finally in January, that we swore to defend against those that are coming against us, whether they are domestic are international, and right now I feel like MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically, and we see it time and time again. And I think that's why you see so many national leaders, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, coming together to say there is only one person qualified to be the commander-in-chief, and that is Kamala.
That's Paula Reed reporting for us from down in Florida. Joining us now for more on all of this, former U.S. Secret Service Special Agent Cheryl Tyler and former Philadelphia Police Commissioner, also former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey. Chief Ramsey, this is that Elon Musk tweet we were just mentioning, X, that post that he put up there and since deleted. I want to get your reaction to it, and do you think Musk could face potential legal consequences when he said no one is even trying to assassinate Biden and Kamala?
Well, I don't know if he'd face any legal consequences or not, but certainly it's irresponsible. And everyone needs to tone down the rhetoric. We're in very, very dangerous times. And it's not just threats to Donald Trump. It's threats to other candidates. It's threats to election workers. I mean, this is just something that has to stop. And people like Musk and others just keep adding fuel to the fire. It's just got to stop.
Cheryl, doesn't the Secret Service believe that if someone is threatening or trying to inspire or instigate some sort of threat against a sitting president and vice president of the United States, that potentially is a crime?
Yes. Pardon me. Yes, you're correct. But that there are several steps with that. They have to be witnessed and someone has to call in. Someone has to say that, yes, this is what was said. But you are absolutely correct. It is against the law to make threats towards a protectee.
Yeah, and presumably his lawyers told him you better delete that post on X, formerly known as Twitter. Cheryl, let me follow up on what's going on now. What specific challenges does securing a site like a huge golf course
present? All right, that's enough. I remember when the shooter, I forget his name, we'll pull it up, of Steve Scalise, who had James Hodgkinson, tried to go kill that conservative caucus at the baseball game. He knew where to go. He's waiting. Big libtard. I remember Will Blitzer saying, some are saying he's a monster. No, he's not a monster. He was doing what he thought was right. I mean, these people are sick. But they want somebody else to do the violence for them, you see. All right, let me give the number out. I forgot to do that. On the World War III escalations, on the attempted assassination of Trump, on 49 days left of the election, what should Trump do? Should he keep putting himself out there? He's going to win. Discretion is a greater part of valor. This is a huge topic area. Election 2024, 49 days out. Democrats say they're going to create civil war conditions if Trump wins. What do we do peacefully to stop this? I know we pray for Trump, but we take action as well. We spread the word. We get people to vote. You have cameras with you, you know, with your phone. You document anything that happens. We're entering the time of false flags, where they're definitely, if I was them and they, I study them, I know their mind will stage false flags to blame Trump supporters, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. Expanded war, cyber attacks they're claiming Trump supporters are going to do because they think we're going to lose the election, they say. No, you're going to lose. We're not the ones trying to have violence. You are. We're not the ones that want crises. The toll-free number to join us on this live Monday edition is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And if any law enforcement from Florida or particularly Palm Beach area or Mar-a-Lago call in, you go right to the head of the line. 877-789-2539. I probably should have just said just law enforcement at first so they can get in, but whatever. I already opened the barn door here, or Pandora's box, as they say. So 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we're going to be taking your calls live and unfiltered. All I ask for is a good, clean phone line. Want to tell us where you're calling from or how you're listening? That's fine. But just boom. We love to hear from you, 877-789-ALEX. All right. As we line up those callers, I want to tell you some of the different things we're going to be hitting here today. New York City subway murders soar 60% since Biden got in, as nationwide data backs up Trump on crime spike under Biden-Harris. But that's local crime numbers. The FBI now suppresses those the last 3.5 years, saying crime is flat because they don't include the largest, over 100 of them, cities and towns in it. Total manipulation. Continuing, we now learn that the woman's public and her affidavit in the law firm is there. She does work at ABC News. That there is an ABC News whistleblower, and indeed they were given the questions before time, the Democrats, and they did gang up on Trump, and now it's being reported that both moderators were paid $1 million for their work. More on that coming up. Huge win. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules to disqualify undated, misdated mail-in ballots, overriding the lower court. Big victory for integrity in elections. Germany enforces border to appease far-right, EU enraged that the populist conservatives are starting to win elections and don't want just unlimited, totally open borders to an Islamic, quote, slash North African invasion. We've got a lot of other key information that we're going to be getting to as well today. But I love some of the memes that have been coming out. Look at this one of your TV viewer. It's got a two-sided, I guess, Venn diagrams, what those are. On one side, it's got an image of Trump, for radio listeners, I'm describing it. It says bullets. In the middle, it says dodging. And on Kamala's side, it says interviews. So she's dodging interviews. He's dodging bullets. I reposted that on Real Alex Jones on X. Time Magazine published literally the day after it happened. They had this ready 4 days ago, an image of Trump that's fake, photoshopped, in a sand trap, and it says, in trouble. Well, he was really going to be in trouble if he would have been killed yesterday by the assassin that knew right where to be. Continuing on that line before we go to your calls, Infowars.com to tell report, Trump assassin wrote 300-page screed calling for Trump's assassination and nuclear war. I suggest you go read this. It's got excerpts and then a link to his book that's sold on Amazon, where he says nuclear war will cleanse humanity. He says he hates both parties, but really hates Trump and the MAGA people. And we've got all these videos of him in Ukraine and outside recruiting and how loving the Ukrainians are and how it's just such a war of peace and how nuclear weapons should be used. That dovetails, of course, with different Hollywood folks like Sean Penn saying, we shouldn't be intimidated to use nuclear weapons against Russia. Let's do it. Yeah, that'll just end the world. All over the latest thing, the money laundering operation that is Ukraine. Son of alleged would-be assassin Ryan Wesley Roth says his dad hates Trump like all reasonable people, but he's never owned a gun and wouldn't do anything bat bleep crazy. Funny, I've got all his huge rap sheet. It's always dropped, including weapon of mass destruction, machine guns, you name it. We've got this huge rap sheet right here from the California Department of Adult Correction Offender Public Information. Want to go over it? We will, coming up. And then we've got all the posts on his X account and Facebook, how much he loves Kamala and loves Biden and loves now walls and how much he hates Republicans and hates Trump and he wants Hillary Clinton running with Joe Biden. It's all the CIA. So they're posting this on him. It's all auto-posted. Your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic Free. Trump should be MASA, Make American Slaves Again, Master. Democracy is on the ballot. We cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. Musk had released who's really in control of his account. They admit on there it's direct connections to the CIA. That's who he follows. And it just goes on and on and on and on from there. This guy is a real, real piece of work. Very outspoken how much he hated Trump. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We have Jay in New Mexico, retired police officer on the new shooter. Miss Lou in Florida. Jesse in Reno. We got Peter. We got Jordan. We got Lorene. We got Larry. We got Jim. We got Action in Texas. Let's go to Jay in New Mexico first, then to Action in Texas. Jay, what is your take as a retired police officer on what you've seen here?
Yeah, so I retired most of my career as a narcotics detective. And the way things work is pretty simple. If I catch somebody with a decent amount of dope, it's go home or go to jail. A lot of them choose go home. They don't want to go to jail. So what happens then is I flip them. They're my informant. Now they got to go work for me. So if this guy's been arrested for possession of explosive devices or weapons of mass destruction, if he's been arrested for felon in possession of a firearm, it's very simple. They flipped him. He's working for them. So what they need to do, Congress, they need to straight up ask the powers to be, the FBI director, everybody else, is this guy an informant? I guarantee he's on the book somewhere.
And by the way, I don't know if you've looked at it yet. I posted it on X. He's got a giant rap sheet, and the first bust is in the early 2000s, 2002, for weapon of mass destruction. Then it's machine guns. And what happens is local police keep catching him doing shady stuff, but time and time again he gets bailed out. And so either he's an informant for the feds, as you said, and then they tell him to leave him alone, or it's the CIA or both. What do you think?
I think he's a federal informant. I mean, that's the way it works. They bust him, and then he comes through. He gave them something, and then it's all right. Do you want to stay on the team? Do you want to continue to make money? I mean, it's the same thing I've done all of my career. So they say, yeah, I want to be part of Team America. Okay, so then they start paying them. They give them a confidential informant number. Sometimes they give him a fake name for him to sign his receipts. Long story short, he's a snitch, guaranteed. This is what I've done. And Congress needs to address it. So, A, does he have a confidential informant number? Is he informant? Has he been paid? All of these questions need to be asked.
Alexander Soros a year ago put out an image of or a little less than a year ago, in January of this year, 10 months ago, he put an image of a bullet hole through a windshield and then money counting up to 47, meaning he's not going to be President Trump. Now Soros has come out today, and his dad's basically not on this planet anymore like Biden. Soros is in command of the criminal syndicate that controls most of the DAs around the country. Who was filming Trump earlier on the golf course? How did MSNBC get through? That's another question. But here's the question, the statement of Alexander Soros. I'm grateful that Donald Trump is safe. Political violence is never acceptable, and we must all stand united against it. What do you make of that, Jay? And what do you make of the shooter, the would-be assassin, magically showing up right where Trump would be, parking his car and walking up, and then there's Trump. I mean, this stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Well, let me start on Soros. I mean, countless counties have been affected by Soros-appointed DAs. Our biggest county here in New Mexico had a Soros-appointed DA. And after he came in, they were dropping cases left and right. Good cases, like great cases. They come up with crazy excuses.
Hold on, Jay.
Them.
Jay, don't hang up. Jay, don't hang up. I got to go to break. It's a hard break. Stay there. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to Jay in New Mexico. Thank you, Jay. And I'm going to move fast for everybody else. Please stay with us. Great callers. Thank you for your expertise, sir.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption.
on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to move quickly to your calls now because they're loaded. We got a guest popping in as well. We'll continue with calls through that. And we're talking to Jay, a retired narcotics detective in New Mexico, stating the obvious, but with his expertise adding to it. I want to just say this. I went off what the Secret Service and police said, that they believed he popped right in and tried to take the shot yesterday in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach and kill Trump. But now it's being reported accused Trump gunman Ray Wesley Roth hid in sniper's nest for nearly 12 hours before he was spotted by Secret Service. Why are they not doing patrols, even with private security, every hour around the damn place? I mean, give me a break, people. This is just ridiculous. Trump either gets real security or he goes to a bunker. This is BS. Jay, finish the point I was asking about. I mean, this is even more obvious. What the hell is he doing for 12 hours in the woods right there out the golf course? Finally, they get there with Trump. The Secret Service is ahead of Trump. They see him in this position that they describe as military with the plates. And then supposedly there's an exchange. No one will say exactly what happened. They shot at him. Then he runs away. A citizen sees him, takes photos. They catch him. What do you make of this?
Well, there's a term we use in investigations called totality of circumstances, okay? So if it's just one thing all by itself, yeah, sure, it could be a coincidence. But when you start adding everything up, like you just said, I mean, you could come to a reasonable conclusion that there's some kind of conspiracy involved now, whether it's the federal government, whether it's somebody else, who knows? But the totality of circumstances shows, you know, any reasonable person would conclude that there's a conspiracy going on.
And on top of Butler, I mean, my goodness, they admit now there was a stand down. They lied to Congress and they're covering up.
Yeah, and the reason they're saying is because he's not a sitting president, but who's the biggest threat to get shot? Is it Biden or is it Trump? And honestly, there's no threat to shoot Obama, but I guarantee he has better security. So it doesn't make any sense.
And it's Biden, through Mayorkas, still refusing good security to Trump, opening the door right there.
Yeah, I honestly don't see how the Democrat constituents aren't getting upset themselves. I mean, they're getting lied to, and it's obvious. They should be mad at their own people at this point.
Thank you for the call. Great points. All right, that was a great call. We spent a lot of time with him, but no matter how good you are, I got to go fast because I want to get to the next great person. Action in Texas. Trump, new shooting. What do you make of it?
The problem there is that point in time. I mean, that's not a coincidence. I believe there's somebody deep inside, like a mole, that's given these coordinates out. That's just unacceptable, man, for him to be right there. And then the near misses. I think these near misses are on purpose just to rile everybody up. And then, you know, I don't think they want him killed. I think they want us to have a civil war, because it pisses me off when I hear about stuff like this.
Yeah, but I mean, you might be right, but look, one guy got killed, three got wounded, including Trump. In Butler, I mean, there's no shooter in the world that can near miss and graze somebody's ear like that from 150 yards.
Yeah, but what I will say, if you don't mind, if everyone could at least on Wednesday, midweek, just do a fast. If you can fast 1 or 2 days, let's fast 1 to 2 days. We start on Wednesdays and we just...
No, the Bible says if we'll pray and fast, God will move. I agree. In fact, I'm already doing intermittent fasting. Hell, I'll fast Wednesday. Let's do it, brother. Thank you for the call. Move quick now. Jim in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Those of us who have experience in Europe with socialists and communists understand that the Department of Interior is the most powerful organ of government. 9/11 was done to create the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security. The NSA and the CIA is not in charge. Everything is happening from Homeland Security. I'd like you to talk about continuity of government at some point, because Mayorkas becomes president under a state of emergency. That's the first point.
No, you're right. I mean, it goes back to like the Soviets and their internal GRU, Shin Bet internally in Israel, or the Praetorian Guard in ancient Rome. You're absolutely right about that. But you have to understand the CIA in 47 runs it. They put all that in place. And they put the national security system in, and they already say we're in a national emergency. They redeclare it every year, and that's how they're operating like that, they believe, legally. But you're absolutely right. You're dead on, and Mayorkas is the one doing the direct stand-down for Trump to have real Secret Service.
And we already know how they're doing it. I mean, Forget about looking for a mole. We already know they're using CISA to listen to his phone. Trump, Don Jr., if you're listening, your phones are tapped, you idiots. Go analog. Everything has to be face-to-face, mouth-to-mouth. And a second quick point on Russia. Russia will attempt to present facts on the ground. I would expect them to try and roll west of the river all the way to Lviv before the election. Those are the two things I had to say, sir. Love you. The body stuff is awesome.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for the call. Smart caller, Robot in Maryland. Robot, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. We just want to congratulate an amazing interview with Glenn Beck this weekend. That was really super informative and just personal with you. Really enjoyed that. But let's talk about this. You know, if you go back to the week before Butler, the press conference with Joe Biden, there was a particular, I sent it to Chase on X, a particular question from a European interviewer. He specifically said about European fears. He basically made the reverse engineered the case of why Donald Trump cannot become president. That was days before Butler. And I feel like the more I watch that interview, it just plugs into everything we see now. Second, I'd like to know how a convicted felon, we're talking about he had a firearm, he's being charged. Well, if he's a convicted felon, we need to look at how he got that passport and what means that went through. Because if he was a convicted felon with a firearm and a weapon of mass destruction, that passport got approved for the travel. Lastly, looking quickly at that firearm, to me, that usually looks like something that comes more through Turkey, Eastern European crime gangs, Estonians, Ukrainians.
Do you really know what you're talking about? Because I'm quite the gun enthusiast. And, the Russians usually put everything out in wood, but everybody else puts it out in that composite black, and it does look more like an Eastern European or Bulgarian or Hungarian rig.
Correct. And they end up in the D.C. area quite a bit. It was more of the early 2000s, that, but they still do through there. But it was all through Turkey. But it's the Eastern European, Ukrainians just as much as some of the other states.
Yeah, the Turks make great guns. I've got a MP5 Zenith, and it works great, just like the German one I've got, Heckler. And then
let me ask you a question. When I saw this, oddly, the first thing that went through my mind, how much of this is also a warning shot to Kamala with the Cheney endorsement, just as much as a statement, because it's obvious now who he's involved with. This is about Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, it's the war party, and they're going to war, and that's their policy to keep control of the West is the crisis. The Pentagon is saying a 20- to 30-year war. So is NATO.
Yeah, absolutely. And last thing, the nitric force. People are not giving this enough props for, I know, cellular respiration. It helps with your workouts. It's great for your overall circulation, healthier body. But I think it's understated. This stuff is a straight zipper ripper. That the sexual performance benefits of that nitric force, that weapon of ass destruction, brother.
But anyway, I appreciate your call. Yeah, we didn't sell Nitric Boost to as like a herbal Viagra, okay? But it's simple. 3 years ago, I'm looking at the top-selling brand with the highest ratings of a bunch of known healthy herbs that clean out the blood and help your arteries, veins, and capillaries. And so we went and private labeled the top seller. That's all. And so people love it. That's most of our stuff is just private label, whatever's top rated. Or we'll take it and even make it stronger, like the turmeric. So that's all we do. And it works, and just in the department for men, you will experience it. Everybody does. But that's not what it's for. Imagine what else it's doing to your arteries, your heart, your brain, your veins, and capillaries. I mean, get it. The InfoWars MD line is all excellent. InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I'm not hyping this. I sell stuff that I want to work, so you get it again. This stuff is incredible. Our CBDs, off the chart. InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go to Larry in Florida. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how we doing? First off, I want to say keep fighting the good fight, brother. Appreciate everything you're doing for our country. I saw something today. A friend of mine sent me. It's by Downtown Press. It is an animation. It's a news article. It's an animation. That illustration is a gun being held to Trump's head saying, stop calling these assassination attempts. Firearms are shot every day and every second in the country. One just happened to be near Trump. That is a massive indicator to, you know, how things are going. It's nothing new, but, you know, like the first caller, Jay, had said, everything he said was correct up until the point to where he had mentioned Congress needs to hammer this. They need to talk about where this came from. You know, to reference Congress, what have they done as far back as Kennedy to Gary Webb to 9/11? What have they done for the people? For the people in reference to American citizenry looking to find answers to corruption and violence within the country. You know, that's the real root of the issue. Is you know, along with that, incentivizing the populace to not only vote but vote intellectually and with unbiased pragmaticism, not through this emotional logos that the left and the neocon right, which I think are just as bad, push, where everything is emotional. There's no thought that goes into it. There's no pragmatic.
Well, I mean, that's 1984, the 10 minutes of hate.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, another thing with that is the aggregate IQ of America, the aggregate populace
has dropped.
It's shockingly low. You know, it's if you watch Forrest Gump.
Fluoride has a way of doing that. Do you know how much since fluoridation began our IQs dropped? 15 points on average. And then the feds admit, oh, we made you retarded. And we're like, okay, thank you very much. And by the way, the shot kills you. Thank you.
And, you know, basically the point of what I'm getting at is you have to incentivize citizens to be informed. You have to make that something that people want to do. You know, it's like taxes back in the Roman era. Taxes was looked at as it was an incentive to make you look like a better person because you were providing more of your wealth to the people. Now, I'm not saying taxes are the answer because I think they're not at all. But you have to.
Well, yeah, let's be clear. In the Roman Republic, they made rich people pay because they owned all these countries and plantations and had money. And so they used it to control the domestic population. But you're damn right. Today, they basically tax poor people and the middle class, but don't tax the ultra rich because they write the laws.
Well, yeah. And, you know, there's the facts checking was a huge issue during the debate. I know you won't agree with this. I despite what people say, I look at you as an inherent optimistic person, inherently optimistic. I do not have the faith in him winning this election that I did simply looking at the numbers of the fraud that they would have only gotten better at since the last election and the number of illegals. They're not illegal immigrants.
Well, here's the deal. I'm not cutting you off because I disagree with you. I mean, I can see your point. I'm cutting you off because you've been on 3 minutes. I've got to get to everybody else, but thank you. It would take an hour to debate you on that, but they pulled millions and millions and millions and millions of illegals and dead people off the ballots in battleground states everywhere and in places like Texas that aren't battlegrounds. And they just pulled 1,100,000 off. They're about to pull another 500,000 off, the word is, tomorrow. I don't know what you're talking I mean, the Supreme Court's all over the place. They're saying you can't have these ballots days after. You can't do this crap. A key battleground, Pennsylvania. That's just today. This morning. So, we're going to find out, brother. We're going to find out. And I hope you're wrong. You might be right. They wouldn't be trying to kill him over and over again if they didn't think they were going to lose, okay? That's why I know I'm right. But don't think we just because it's a landslide, we got to beat the fraud. It's like our wave's coming in and it's 50 feet tall and the seawall is 40 feet. We're just going to barely make it over the top. In my view, we'll find out in 49 days. Peter in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's great to wake up today and be able to hear your clear voice on what happened yesterday. My greatest fear is they get Trump, and the next morning I wake up and Alex Jones is gone, and Jack Posobiec is gone, and Tucker is gone. They're going to roll you guys up, and you got an opportunity to move, to test the limits, to try to travel, see what's going on. Because if you want to help Trump and you want to prevent World War III, you've got to think about the day after they succeed. And then you will reduce the chance of something happening to Trump. And you will dramatically reduce the chance of World War III.
I think about this a lot. And the analogy I would use is the first Star Wars installment, A New Hope, when they're back at the Yavin base at the moon and they launch the 30 small fighters they've got with a super hard suicide mission. And here comes the Death Star out of warp, and it's now orbiting the planet. to fire on the moon. And I'm literally sitting here watching the listeners, the activists, and Trump's out there in his X-wing. And we're, I feel like I'm in the, like in a command base, and I'm watching the Death Star orbit, and it's about to be clear to fire. Don't think for a minute I don't know that, but we're all done anyways. So I'm not really thinking about defense very much. I've gotten some extra solar panels and sat phones and polished up the guns and gone out to the shooting range and talked to family about rallying points. Normally I spend 100% of my time offensively. I've been spending 10% of my time on defense because of that. But the best defense is a good offense. And so you're right. I mean, they've said they're coming after everybody. And so, I mean, this is literally, I'm sitting here at the Rebel base watching the Death Star orbit the planet while the X-Wings are attacking the Death Star. Okay, and I'm watching the X-Wings blow up. I mean, I'm watching J-6ers go to jail, Steve Bannon in prison. I mean, believe me, I'm watching in orbit, right? It'll be clear to fire here in like 40-something days. So believe me, I got it, brother.
Yeah, just, well, think about Scott Ritter. Tried to fly. They took his passport, pulled him off the plane. If you could find out before the fact, that would send a really clear message to Trump.
Well, you say find out before the fact. I mean, I'm going to Reading, Pennsylvania. I'm speaking with Tucker and Jack Posobiec on Monday, and I'm doing that. I don't think they're going to look. They're trying to kill Trump. That's their big target right now. You're right. If they get him, we're the secondary target. It's like a nuclear war. You got the first, 20 or 30 top military base and missile field targets and submarines. And once you've hit those, then you get secondary targets and then third targets. So I'm a secondary target. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and I'm just here in the bunker, and we got our X-Wings attacking, and then that's it. So I'll be right here at my post no matter what happens. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Captain Alex, how you doing?
All right, brother, go ahead.
Yeah, so pretty much, basically, I just see these attempts escalating as they get more desperate. They tried two shooters now, and like you said, they could throw a truck bomb, compromise the plane, do anything else. Because, basically, Trump, he is so courageous and fearful that one of his strengths is actually a little bit of his weakness, and that if he just doesn't tone down a bit, be just a little bit more cautious, like you said, it just could set him up for that catastrophic event.
He needs to stop rolling the dice. He doesn't roll the dice for World War III. That's why he's smart. But he needs to not roll the damn dice with his own life.
Yeah, exactly. Just almost like you play a little bit more defensively in a way, too. And like you mentioned earlier, I just bought a nice tactical Mossberg that I got to take out, test out a little bit. So I'm planning just like you.
Yeah, and again, the best defense is the offense. We've got to stop the globalists, or they're coming for us regardless at some other time. And Trump's not going to be a panacea either. We've all got to get serious, engaged, like the left does, and peacefully, through the system, take over the institutions, the corporations, the media, the academia, the medical system, and it's happening. We're building our new system right now all over the world. The globalists know that. That's why they're in total panic mode. Thank you, sir. All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Mike in Virginia. On UN invasion, yeah, they're openly in the news, and Democrats and world leaders saying, oh, it's no big deal. We'll just put UN troops in America during civil unrest or another pandemic. They're saying it. The UN saying it. This is an old-timer 30 years ago telling me this was happening. This is happening. Hell is coming under World War III if we don't stop it. Mike in Virginia.
Yeah, I called a couple weeks ago about that story with the North America Union.
Yes.
I talked about all the millions of illegals that they have in the country at the moment. That is an asset to them.
Oh, they've got phones. They're most are military age men. They're in brigades. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is an asset, and they will use it. I believe it's possible for them to bring it up.
Here's I don't think it's possible. They're planning on it. And here's the deal. I remember your call. You're dead on. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. Look around you. This is the time in history. It's got chills. When major changes happen, the globalists are saying that. They are making their move, not just on us, but the whole world right now. COVID was a big salvo. Now war with Russia is the next big salvo. You're dead on. So what do we do about it?
Well, I asked your crew to bring up a map.
Okay.
I can't see the screen, but see the red and the blue. Each person needs to go and contact their state representatives and let them know what is coming and how they can get together to stave this off.
And you're talking about a map you're pulling. We can't see what you're pulling up, but let me just say this. We have to get past the normalcy bias. People are finally ready to hear the truth. I agree. The state attorney generals that are good are awake now. They're fighting the globalists, the UN, the open borders, the New World Order. They get it. Military, police at the ground level are awake. And so we've got to just start telling everybody the enemy's going to stage false flags and go completely crazy, cyber attacks, so folks know whatever they pull, that it's an enemy takeover. I appreciate your call. We control the ground already in America. It's just as important to have a gun as it is to grow a garden. More important to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Get your ass in gear and get your soul pointed at God right now. I mean, I cannot believe the situation we're in. I mean, I knew it was always coming. I knew they'd try it. But this isn't Alex Jones 30-something years ago or old-timers 60 years ago who predicted it all. Everybody's like, oh, God, Alex, it's all coming true. I don't even care about that. Listen to me now about what's coming next. This is all we do. This is what I do. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, this is just horrible. They're about to start raining missiles down on Russia, our government. This is crazy time. This is crazy land. This is world domination. This is a new system coming in. Their old system's going down. They need to be on top when the new system comes in, or they all go to prison. They're not going to try to give up power lightly. But submitting to them is even worse. Chris in New Jersey, thanks for holding your on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir. First of all, A-plus on cognitive security that you've put out. We should hijack that term, or you shouldn't put out a T-shirt. But with Pennsylvania, if they got them, they would have been fine with it, with the lone shooter. But also they brought out a drone and C-4, so that combination could be a future hit. Another combination or another thing could be a shoulder-launched missile and blame the Iranians. And A-plus on your products. Be careful of mold. You do have natural flavors. They lower the IQ. They cause the mitochondria in your brain cells to fire spastically and then die permanently. But other than that, I've got thousands of dollars in your
Well, let me just say this. I'm not a scientist, but I read what they all say. It's been over 50 years, but because it doesn't help the medical system, it just wants money, people sick. The average doctor's good, but on top, they're bad, folks. The average nurse is good, but you know what they're told to do is bad, and doctors come on to explain that here, even Dr. Drew last week. There is so much mold and fungus and weird mutations of it because of all the buildings we've got now and things that it does get in the lungs, it does get in the brain, it does grow. And one of the things we're working on with some scientists, there's already some products out there, are systems that naturally, not just probiotic, but systems that get into your body and remove mold and funguses that basically create protein crystals similar to what the spike protein does, or spongiform encephalopathy being caused by the protein crystals by feeding cows rotten meat. They're not designed to do it. Then it passes their stomach barrier and starts growing those crystal structures. Then you eat it, you get crystal structures. You are damn right, sir. Anything else?
Well, what I said was mold. People who are in the food supply that are putting things in your supply chain, and the one thing that's in there that's dangerous, it's not mold. I was talking about moles, people that knowingly are putting natural flavors in some of your products.
Oh, you're right. I mean, that's all come out. You think the cigarette makers are bad. It's the same group. Big Pharma owns big food. They're putting all sorts of toxic crap. It's very addictive in the food. Great point. Thanks for the call. Did you know arsenic's addictive? People used to be addicted to that. Most poisons become addictive because your body learns how to control it if it's in low doses and then gets addicted to that chemical process. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with a part of my Glenn Beck interview where we talk about the assassination coming up. They're going to try to kill Trump. They'll come after everybody else after that. Then Elijah Shaper's on with us. He'll be able to also take your calls on the huge subject of World War III, of the attempted Trump assassination, a bunch of topics. He's got great talk show host, good friend of mine. It's all coming up. But you heard listeners talk about Nitric Boost and how amazing it is and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the InfoWars MD line of CBD, tincture, and gummies, highest quality, lowest price you're going to find. That's amazing things for inflammation in your whole body. InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support, plus the great products. This is a critical time. Take action now and support our sponsor for all the nano silver products and Next Level Foundational Energy, Cabachill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, and more at DrJonesNaturals.com. Want to support us? Go to DrJonesNaturals.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you. the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, but what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'll leave it with this. What's coming?
For America?
Yeah, what's coming in the next, you know, with the election? I mean, I can't see a good way that that goes, no matter who wins. I can't see, because we no longer have a country where we give each other the benefit of the doubt. We're not going to walk away from this and say, oh, well, you know, that was fair and square. If Trump wins, I can't imagine that the left and the WEF, and with all of the power and money that's at stake, I can't imagine that he makes it to the Oval again.
I totally agree. And to answer your key question, I'll have a little bit of time, because this is so important, Glenn. I don't say this because it's about me. You ask what's coming if he loses or wins. I didn't tell you about the 5 grand juries they've had open on me trying to indict me for all sorts of little weird business stuff. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't, by the grace of God. I'm not like John Gotti, hey, you didn't get me. I'm like, I'm innocent. This is crazy. And they're trying that on everybody. So they are, if they're able to steal the election from Trump or kill him, and they already tried, and they killed him because they can see he's even more popular than 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to pray for him. We need to hold him up. We need to support him in all his failings. We're all sinners. And we have to understand that this is the dying of the globalist empire. The old financial bubble's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to kill him because they knew they were going to lose. Now they're going to try even more. He's had multiple, you know, plane problems. All this stuff is very serious. And so, and this is why I have empathy too. If they can get Trump, and he's right when he says they're not trying to get me, they've got to get through me to get to you. You better believe that Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan's getting more hardcore.
Yeah.
And I know Joe, and so I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but I know these.
RFK.
No, RFK. Tulsi Gabbard. They are, I said this before they tried to kill Trump. I said they're imminently going to try to shoot him days before. Yeah. And I said they cut his security. I was all over that. And I said, folks, if they kill Trump, they're going after, and I said your name, I'm not trying to make this into reality, but I said, anybody they know that will not sell out just because we can't do it, people say, well, you sell out, I can't physically do it. I can't physically shut up. And so I said, they're going to go after Tucker Carlson, myself, Glenn Beck, Rogan, RFK Jr., and I don't mean just go after us with the regular stuff.
No.
Because this is a real criminal regime. And we know the State Department now was involved with the voting machines and getting Bolsonaro indicted and getting Bolsonaro kicked off the ballot. It's all the same.
And helping Brazilian government go after Elon Musk now.
Exactly. Oh God, I didn't say Elon Musk. Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. And Elon Musk.
This is the order of who they need to get, because this is who's the biggest. And I've said this on air, and it's not about, you know, a weenie measuring contest. Like, I kind of like to be kind of like not, you know, because they saw me in 2016.
Well, I'd like to not be on this list.
Exactly. Mm. They saw me as the biggest thing other than Trump 2016. I was not. Your show was bigger. It's not about measuring. It's just true. So, but they picked me as like the big devil. So it goes Trump and Elon Musk. You can't say who they hate more. I think they're like twin things here, twin stars. And then you've got the Rogans, Glenn Becks, Tucker Carlson's, and then you've got, you know, Alex Jones and the Russell Brands and all that stuff. And of course, RFK is kind of, you know, up there on his own thing, but he's, you know.
He's not a direct threat to them, but I think he's pissed them off so much.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Yeah. So we're not up here like saying this, like, hey, we're on the, you know, it's like when John Hancock signed his name so big.
Oh,
he knew what he was doing. And I'm telling you, this is the game time. So yeah, I mean, well, I'll ask Glenn Beck his own question. I mean, I think Trump's right. We are doomed, pretty much. I mean, barring a miracle, we saw a miracle Butler.
I think this is the last exit America can take. If we don't take this exit and turn back to God, turn back to the Constitution, we're done. And we get everything we deserve.
Absolutely.
You know, and I do think that, you know, you look at the silencing campaign that is going on right now in Brazil, in Europe, in England, and the authoritarian lust for silence from the other side. By the end of the next term, if it is Kamala Harris, I don't think our voices, one way or another, I don't think any dissenting voice is heard.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've known Elijah Shaver for years. He's a great talk show host, really funny guy, smart guy. And he is broadcasting out of Florida these days. You can find him at Elijah Shaver on X and the website slightlyoffensive.com, YouTube, and Rumble Slightly Offensive, and on censored.tv. And he's here with us right now for the hour. We'll also jam in some of your calls on the attempted Trump assassination yesterday and the big World War III issue. I mean, it's all interconnected. I said Friday they're going to try to kill Trump again because Biden's announcing to start raining down U.S.-made cruise missiles inside Russia. Russia says that's an act of war, a declaration of war, which it is. That alone is just so insane. The good news is people are really paying attention, and not just InfoWars on X or InfoWars on our site or radio stations, but a lot of other talk shows, including yourself, just exploding right now. You know, Roger Stone's show has been getting millions of viewers a day on X. We had, over the weekend, Friday through the weekend, 60 million people on X on our live feeds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's big numbers. That's as big as I've ever been back in the 2016, 2017 era before they really tried to shut me down. So thank God to Elon. Want to get your take on him. You sent a bunch of topics that we're going to be going over because I really want to hit the topics you sent. But Ryan Roth charged with only two firearm counts per CNN. And we've got the archives of Roth's socials. You sent a bunch of other topics to get to as well. Elijah, good to see you.
You know what, Alex? Good to see you, too. You're looking healthy, and I'm really happy to see that the feds haven't taken InfoWars out, and they haven't taken you out yet, because they are they are unleashed right now. They are going full-fledged attack, attack, attack. And it's not just Trump. We are at a point, right, with you guys, with InfoWars, the attack even on every other host, Tucker, the attacks on Elon Musk, that we're at the point where we got to ask the question not when or if they're going to actually try to kill Trump next, but if they're going to do it with a firearm. Because we know they're going to go after him, whether it's poison or they're going to try to, you know, take him out with some sort of, you know, an injection like we see Russia doing with plutonium. I mean, we do not know what's going to happen, but we do know that something bad is going to happen quickly. Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you. I was going to ask Jack something about that and forgot. I'm surprised there's two shooters in a row, but we don't know what's been going on behind the scenes. Guaranteed for every attempt we know about, there's others we don't.
Well, absolutely. And the fact is that this guy was there for 12 hours in the sniper's nest, which, by the way, I think the way that we can find out if there's a mole inside of the actual Secret Service or inside his campaign is what we do is they said that his decision to go to the golf course was a last minute decision. So what we need to find out, because the guy was waiting for him, we know it's not a lucky guess. That's absolutely stupid. Is did someone suggest to Trump last minute that he go play golf and he relax? Because if someone did suggest to him, hey, how about we change the schedule? How about we get back out on the golf course? That's how you start finding who it is inside of his team is actually feeding the information. Because there's no way in hell that this was a last minute decision this guy just randomly guessed.
And the sheriff's even saying that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And you know what's crazy is I live just 20, 30 minutes south of West Palm Beach. And when he was last there with Netanyahu, right, the Secret Service, the police had better security in West Palm Beach for a foreign leader, a foreign dignitary, Netanyahu, than they did for the own candidate for the presidency. Our Secret Service is more concerned with protecting a foreign leader, Netanyahu, than President Trump. That's crazy.
Every time you say Netanyahu, I think of Kanye West sitting right there going, I got a net and I got my Yahoo.
He sat right here. I didn't even bring my GIMP outfit, but I could have. The last time we hung out, I wore it. You liked it. Then you said I looked cute in it. I remember that.
There you go again. So, yeah, I just played a clip from Thursday when I was on Glenn Beck where I said they're imminently going to try to kill him again. And now it makes it even more imminent. They're going to get more and more hysterical, shoot down the plane with a surface-to-air missile, say Iran did it, truck bombing, poisoning is what I would do if I was them. I wouldn't do that myself, but I'm wargaming it.
Right.
I mean, the drone attacks, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, the drone attack would be maybe a little too obvious, but maybe we actually are too stupid to not expect that, because they've gotten flagrant and blatant with their, you know, attacks. Like this, the gun that this guy had, from what I'm looking at, wouldn't even have been the best gun to actually take Trump out. So this is about causing fear, about restricting Trump's movements, right? The house arrest or the pulling him down in the lawfare in New York didn't work. AOC famously said, oh, well, it's sort of like an ankle monitor, you know, this lawfare case against him to keep him trapped down in New York so he can't campaign. Well, now, he already can't have campaign rallies outside, which then limits the amount of people. I had a friend here from Australia. They couldn't get into one of his indoor rallies right after the last assassination attempt because there was a limit on the amount of people.
Sure.
So this is all, they're already limiting his appeal or his popularity or sure, his appearance of it. And now can he even go outside? I mean, are we really in a country where a candidate for the president can't move freely within the borders of our own country? I think we're already way past that.
I agree with you, but here's my issue, and I study this, and I can aggregate the numbers, but everybody knows this. They had a big Gallup study out just 2 weeks ago saying 76% of all news is the internet, and most of that is just a few thousand people. We're amongst those. InfoWars is right up there in the top five or so, and you're right there in the top 20 or so, but it's not a competition. We're against the globalists, so the more of us fighting and reach people, the better. But Elon had 1 billion views on his Trump interview. And I still see J.D. Vance going on CNN. Their average show is like 500,000 viewers. Their biggest show, 1 million. And Trump's like, wow, independent media is getting big. It's giving the mainstream media a run for its money. No, that was 10 years ago, it was a run for its money.
Right.
They're a joke. So my issue is they're trying to kill him. They'll try to kill him inside with poison as well. He's got to be really careful. But he could do more doing roundtable discussions, podcasts, have Elon go there, do a video component in other spaces. He can do that every week with 1 billion viewers. And so they're spending way too much time in traditional media. It's obvious, but it's because he's 78 and the Republicans around him want to get the big ad buy. So they're going to advise him wrongly. And I'm just telling you, rallies are great and everything. They're exciting. It gets in the local news, but it's nothing compared to him doing big interviews. I'm sorry. It's a bad strategy.
Yeah, fire Chris LaCivita. How about getting somebody that's actually America First back into your inner circle of advisors? I mean, he's got Alex Brusewitz advising him as well. He's a young guy. He's maybe Gen Z millennial. He was right there during the Elon Musk interview. He's a good guy. Listen to Alex Brusewitz. Why are you taking on these older people? Listen to Corey Lewandowski. Come back to what actually matters. But this is the problem with talking to people that are 78. Trump is relying on individuals for his litmus test of what he should be doing. When you saw, I just saw today that VigilantNews.com was reporting that a whistleblower in ABC, right, said that Kamala colluded directly with ABC. He's a veteran, 6 years.
And there's affidavits. It's all confirmed.
Yeah, it's all confirmed legally. And that they actually concluded that Trump would be fact-checked. She wouldn't. What topics they wouldn't bring up.
I mean, and they each got $1 million, both moderators.
Really?
Yeah, it's breaking.
Well, okay, I'm just finding that out about that right now. But see, that's even worse. My point is, Trump, what the hell are you doing to where you would even take a debate on ABC?
Well, see, but they also say, like, oh, your rallies aren't big, to make him sidestep on that. He still responds to them too much. There's time to respond if something gets any traction. But most of this crap gets no traction.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I didn't even watch the debate. I think it's boring. I can get clips of the debate on social media afterwards. Not waste my time.
That's the only reason we watched it was the live time, the clips.
Exactly. So I'm saying, but we already
Our clips got 20 million views. We had a couple million tune into the stream.
Well, and yeah, but I'm saying, like, Trump needs to just wake up. This is past the time of being able to say, hey, Trump, there's time to figure your SHIT out. We're in a time of war. This is not lawfare. We are switching from lawfare to warfare.
No, I said that yesterday on the Sunday show. I say it now. America's in a state of war. The globalists are being violent. We're winning info war. They want to make it violent. We are in a state of civil war. The corrupt bureaucracy against the people. And we better reach out to all the libtards and say, guys, inflation, open borders, fentanyl deaths, World War III, come to your senses.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's what, but I'm, you know, it makes me angry. You know, when I see people out there right now, this is to you, to Seth Dillon, this is to James Lindsay, to those out there trying to fight this, like, woke right war. We need to unite. People that love this country, if you're watching this, you need to talk some sense into people and say, you know what, you may not really like Trump. You may not like everything he says. Yeah, I don't like the way that he approached the vaccine. I don't like some of his rhetoric about not preventing a war with Iran. But if the deep state, if the global cabal, if the international banking, connection,
conglomerate.
Conglomerate comes together and says, this guy is so dangerous to our globalist agenda that we need to try to kill him, not once, not twice, but they're already planning the third time. Then, you know, I gotta say, cut your own personal garbage out of this picture. Let's get together and let's make sure we get this man elected, because whatever they know that he's planning, they don't want it to happen. And if he's a threat to them, then I'm on his side.
Well, that's perfectly said. I mean, he's the rebel. He's the black sheep. He's the avant-garde. He's the guy the system's coming after, and so are we. And I love how the left loves the establishment, loves big pharma, loves the military-industrial complex, loves war, loves pedophilia. It's like they go down a list, whatever's the most evil. They love Dick Cheney now, and then they still act like they're the rebels.
Dick Cheney? Didn't that trip you out, that they're pairing up with Dick Cheney? Yeah. I mean, the guy's a dickhead. And his first name is Dick. I mean, it's like a double whammy up there. They are partnering. That was a blood oath. I think that might have been an actual, like, ritualistic, you know, exception. Kind of like with black men having to put on dresses in Hollywood to show that they're, you know, a part of it, or rappers coming out as gay now to sort of give their allegiance. When you align with someone like Dick Cheney and his family, and you're proud of the fact that they support you, you're not just on the opposite side of me politically. You're on the side of evil.
By the way, go back to that Cheney photo. He looks like in Return of the Jedi when Darth Vader takes the helmet off.
Yeah, that actually was him, believe it or not. I mean, the guy's like, he's about 6,000 years old, so he's looked like that, been injecting like baby foreskins or something. I don't know, man. This guy will not die. And so I just have to sit here and I have to say, when you want the Cheneys to support you, I think Americans need to remember this. 1 million people died because of a preventable war, because of the lies of George W. Bush.
We need a sarcastic T-shirt that's just maybe a one-off limited edition that says, maybe on the back, "War Criminals for Kamala," and like concerts, all the wars and millions they've killed. And on the front, just have Cheney's face and say, "Cheney for Kamala." But liberals, what are liberals out there? I mean, because I never liked liberals, but at least they were anti-censorship and anti-war. Now they are just foaming at the mouth lunatics.
Yeah, well, that's what it shows you, right? This is why you gotta look at the primaries in the United States. Because when we talk about things, we have the illusion of election. I know, Brett Weinstein was just talking about this on a recent podcast, that, you know, the primaries are what really matter in America. And the money that goes into the primaries ensures that the establishment pro-war, pro-Zionist candidates remain in power. So whether it's a military-industrial complex-funded war in Ukraine, whether it's a pro-Zionist battle somewhere in the Middle East, it doesn't matter. They ensure, whether you're Republican or Democrat, that the one who gets elected into their party, that ends up on the ballot, still pushes the global regime, right? You're still pushing the boundaries and the ideas of what the elites want. And so when we come to election time, yeah, we differ on the economy, maybe a bit on, you know, we're not even differing on abortion now. It's when you can kill a baby, right? Is it okay at 8 weeks, at 3 months? We've completely even lost our identity as conservatives or on the right. And when you go to elect people, you're essentially electing two sides of the same coin.
Back to the assassination attempt yesterday. It's like becoming like a sporting event or a duck hunt or a bullfight where Trump's the bull and they're the matador. And it's like, okay, they tried to kill him again. And then we showed a compilation earlier that was on X. We have longer ones. They're like 10 minutes long, of Democrats calling for violence, calling for killing Trump. And I remember, we'll play the clip in a moment, that we hadn't, or whoever made it, didn't add the clips. We're re-uploading it to X right now, or already have. With the former deputy director of the CIA saying the CIA is going to kill this guy, and other congressmen, people saying that. So I thought we'd add a few of the clips that weren't in that clip to it. And then that full clip, I asked for it to be put on X. It probably is. Let's check Real Alex Jones and see if it is. The headline is, breaking video, former deputy director of the CIA calls for the killing of Trump, or calls for the death of Trump. I mean, this is, they've done all this crap and then they act like it's just happening in a vacuum. There it is. Breaking video, former CIA director calls for Trump's death. And that's added into all the other clips. Here's just the shorter clip. Here it is.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
That's the CIA guy.
You know, but what drives me crazy, Alex, is they are saying it. I mean, they say what they're going to do before they even do it. And there's still people out there who go, no, that can't be it.
And they do that for their minions and government corporations to make them feel like they're powerful.
But it is power. Like, and I think people need to realize this. This is power. If you can go out.
The exercise of power.
Yeah, and you can say, I'm going to go commit a crime against the people of my country, of the Republic of the United States.
I'm going to inject them with poison shots.
They do that, and then they laugh about it.
I'm going to teach your kid to cut their penis off.
Right. I mean, you saw the Moderna CEO, you know, back on MSNBC or CNBC saying, look, yeah, you know, as the shots are, you know, not so popular anymore for COVID, we need to go find a new product. So we're developing new products to meet needs that
hell, Hotez and the UN say, we'll just use UN troops in NATO to make you take it. But, well, that's just Hotez. That's just the WHO. No, then the former head of Google, that's super powerful, the head of Alphabet, Eric Schmidt comes out and says, we're going to use the UN in America. I mean, they're really doing it.
Well, and did you see the recent undercover footage from Mug Club, where they actually were able to get one of the directors, one of the ambassadors from the UN on secret tape, saying that the reason why they hate MAGA, you might be asking yourself this, is because they have a global coordinated attack to make sure that liberal democracy reigns, that any form of right-wing, individualistic, nationalistic power never comes into place. They want you to be a global citizen without individual rights or liberty. So Trump, this MAGA movement, right? I mean, it's not necessarily conservative.
And they go on to say 95% of what we do is pure crap. We're worthless.
Right. Well, but yeah, but the whole goal is to become a global citizen. I mean, and the thing is, the rhetoric is real. It's real charge. Don't believe Alex Soros. Oh, you know, Obama, all he did yesterday, just retweet Kamala saying we condemn violence, right? Obama didn't even say it with his own words. These people are angry that Trump didn't die. And you know what? If they can kill him, you better believe they've already thrown his associates in jail. You will be in jail. You will be put in prison for speaking about nationalism in under 24 months.
By the way, I've got compilations of them saying, hundreds of them, they're like, we need to arrest the MAGA. We need to outlaw it. Former CIA, Pentagon people saying we need to wage war on the Trump supporters once he's gone. We've got to exterminate this. We've got to drive them. You know, we've got to burn them down. We've got to level them.
Hillary Clinton, remember, she said we might need to put them in some sort of camp. And these aren't crazy, you know, right-wing or left-wing anon accounts fighting. You're talking about Beelzebub, the spawn of Satan, Hillary Clinton.
And the fact they're finally admitting what's been quietly being set up means they're getting ready to go with it.
Well, yeah, and I think that that's why, you know, in 2008, Alex, when I watched your Obama deception documentary, this is why you guys got to follow InfoWars. You have to be following this because InfoWars is not Jesus. They don't predict the time. They can't. They don't know the exact day on which Christ is going to return. But people here are working harder than almost anyone in the media, possibly in all of history. And you said in that documentary that their ultimate goal, if they get Obama elected, was going to be to round up people who love this country, put them in trains, and put them into camps. And what happened? Everyone said, that's crazy. Oh, Alex Jones, he's retarded. He's stupid. That guy's a nut job. Well, now Hillary Clinton comes out and she says, maybe we should put everybody in camps. How do you get to camps? Well, probably in trains. And everyone goes, oh, well, let's just
forget
about the
war. But they also use COVID all over the world and are you in control to build these giant camps? And they go, oh, and by the way, political problems during the next pandemic, you'll be put in them too.
I've seen them. I used to live by one over in Australia. I've seen them. And believe it or not, guys, the camps are real. I was living in Australia for a couple of years. My family's Australian.
Well, it's just on the news. And they say, and the point, remember, that's a former penal colony.
Yes, and by the way, they're testing the WEF's standards. They have the 15-minute cities there right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they plan this stuff out. They have digital ID. So each one of the states in Australia is implementing another form of the globalist agenda. I think it's Western Australia has the digital ID. You have the 15-minute cities down near Melbourne. And then, of course, you have...
They made people have a cell phone to leave their house for 1 hour, and the police would call you, and you'd be arrested if you didn't answer and show your location.
Yeah, and do you know about this? There is a city with a state line that goes through it in Australia during COVID. It's in New South Wales and Queensland on the East Coast. It's called Tweedhead South. And of course, you have the Gold Coast above there. What they experimented with, Alex, and we got to remember this, is they built a barrier, a actual border in the middle of a city where people couldn't cross it to visit their family. They couldn't cross it to go to work. People who bought a car on one side of the city couldn't even drive it over to their home on the other side.
We played the local newscast. You're not making this up.
No, this is
And that
real.
Was all under UN directive, and the head of the global UN Emergency Response Team, Dr. Ryan, said this is all a test.
They tested
and now Hochul's trying to get it all passed in New York to forcibly inject you and lock you up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They tested what would happen if you even broke down a city in between where people lived and worked with a border where people had to have, you know, Father's Day on sides of a fence. This is not...
Well, they even said, don't look at sunsets. Don't talk to your neighbor. We're the only source of information in England, in Canada, in Italy, in New Zealand. But here's the key. I know our audience gets this, but your friends and family still don't get it. I know people go, well, the stock market crashes, I don't have stock. The whole economy will go down. It's the same thing. Australia is a laboratory by the same enemies, the WEF and UN attacking us.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you see something that's planned for you, we're facing a global corporate takeover, so you better have empathy for people in other countries.
Well, yeah, and I want to remind you, for someone who experienced that, whose family members had to deal with that for years and years on end, and it's still going on to some degree, is they successfully split up a city. And Americans, I want you to listen to this. You guys think it's your Second Amendment. We think it's our Second Amendment that's keeping us. You know what it really is, though?
Mobility.
It's our ability to move, but also because we believe our rights come from God and are not given to us by the government. In Australia, they are subservient, not just because they gave up their guns. Why did they give up their guns? Because they think rights come from the government. But in America, we have to keep our faith in God in these times. We cannot let ourselves become demoralized spiritually because believe it or not.
And that's why the globalists had to take down America. So yeah. It's not an example to the world. You're hitting the nail on the head. Keep going.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, they hate our belief in God. This is why it's not safe to say it's just globalism. It is satanic. This is demonic. And while it's important to be talking to your friends and family about truth, you need to be putting yourself on your knees in prayer. You need to be interceding on behalf of this network, on behalf of Alex, Elon Musk, President Trump, and this country. I know it sounds stupid to the atheist. I know it sounds stupid to the non-religious or agnostic, but I am telling you this.
You have to call in the higher power. It's totally real.
They hate God more than they hate us.
Well, look, I've studied the globalists. They've never been atheists. Their minions are. They are Satanists. They have a power they worship, and that's why they don't want us calling on God, because they know it's over their God.
Absolutely. These are people of the earth. I mean, they might even be actual Nephilim. We don't know. You know, we don't have details about this stuff. But this evil has been around, right, since the Tower of Babel. They have been trying to unite the world together. This is the story as old as time. To become like God. To reach and ascend to that ethereal, that spiritual height. And they got destroyed and split up by language and by race. And now they're trying to use the internet and interconnected banking and take the countries together, remove our individual identity, our liberties, and then they want to be God. They want to tell us where we can go and what we can do.
That's right. Revelation is being fulfilled. Here are camps. in Australia, camps in England for TV viewers, with the so-called doctors out there while you're locked up. Remember that in Australia and the UK, if you, or Germany, if you criticize it, you got thrown in the camps too. Oh, and remember their fake PCR tests would claim you had it when you didn't.
Yeah, you know, those camps should scare you because...
And they're building more.
Really? Well, I see, and here's the point. They didn't decommission them. So what happened in Australia, I want to remind you guys, this is true. They're not using them, but they're not tearing them down.
Oh, they're building more.
You think they accidentally just built these, you know, multiple $30-40 million.
No, that was the cover camps to put in the infrastructure for martial law.
Yeah, and they put them in their
state. And Klaus Schwab has said this is a beta test for worldwide martial law.
But people still don't believe it. This is the frustrating thing, Alex. People need to wake up. You cannot sleep any longer. If you're afraid of your family, remember, a lot of people spoke up about the vaccines when it was too late. People spoke out against the lockdowns, like Konstantin Kristin or whatever that guy was, when it was too late. Now is the time, if you've been quiet, wake up, sleepy bones, and arise from the dead, because the time is now.
It is. Stay there. Let's come back with that thought and take calls and hit some other big issues with Elijah Schaefer. You've always been doing a good job, but you're on fire, man. Let's eat your Wheaties.
Yeah, it's the time in the sun in Florida, man. It feels good.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're in a war. Wake up and realize how serious it is, because the time is late. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, folks, it's game time, and it's not some game that doesn't matter, like a baseball or basketball or football game. It's really the future course of humanity with these horrible anti-human death cult people trying to get us in line and accept a world government. Revelation is being fulfilled. The cashless society, you must follow the beast orders or you can't buy or sell. You don't just take the mark that you can buy and sell. You have to worship the beast, do what it says. It totally controls you. Give your heart, your mind, your soul over to it and worship it. You were talking about that when we went to break. I want to come back to you and then take some calls.
Yeah, I think that people need to realize, people in the chat, you know, were saying, well, what do we do? Voting's in 2 months. This is why the spiritual aspect is so important. You have to realize that nothing in this world will happen if God does not allow it to happen. Doesn't mean this is an orchestrated plan to try to make everything bad happen. But if you need God to intercede, which we need right now on behalf of our nation, because it does feel powerless. It does feel like we're being cucked or we're actually being beaten down. Like there is no hope. Not even Trump was able to root out the deep state. We need to ask for a spiritual intercession from God to stop the enemies. And I believe, and I am not joking on this in any way, shape, or form, that I believe that Trump is not dead today for a second time because God interceded on his behalf. He's, when you go against God, if you are for God, who can be against you? That's what I want people to remember. So what do you do now? Be praying, be seeking God, and continue to spread the truth and be as bold and as outspoken as possible. Also, call your congressmen and ask them to lobby the government, lobby the Biden administration to give Trump more severe and higher security detail. Call your congressmember and tell them that this is troubling to you, that you feel like you're not being represented.
But what about the issue? Mayorkas is in control. I don't think I know, and I think it's the Secret Service. We know Ronald Rowe did the stand down, lied to Congress, and now is in a cover up. I mean, they've got their operatives in there. It could be the Secret Service kills Trump.
Well, yes, but I'm saying, but here's the point. There are a lot of good guys in it. It's kind of like the FBI is overall a corrupt institution, but not every agent is corrupt, though you can't trust the feds. I am saying this, that you need to start lobbying the government. You got to create a paper trail. Also, I would in many ways contact the GOP. Tell the GOP to stop spending money on stupid campaigns and stupid races that they can't win. Put some money maybe into private security, a private military, private army to protect Trump. It's not outrageous. We are in
a
time
of war. Has the money. He needs to do it.
Yeah.
I know Eric Prince has been offering. He's got some help. But, I mean, now he's in the woods for 12 hours. They've changed the story. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but if you go with Eric Prince, then, of course, you're with the military-industrial complex. You sort of are pushing yourself to have to do favors down the road. So, you know, who knows who's coordinating this? But there is somebody in the inside. And it does, it is crazy. You talked about this earlier. This guy is 100% a federal asset, and there's no question. I mean, I was reading one of his blog posts where he talked about how he was able to recruit mercenaries in Afghanistan, disinfected, defected, soldiers, plus defected soldiers from the Taliban, bribed the Pakistani government to get them passports. You can't, how do you bribe a government?
And his followers are all high-level CIA, so he's following, and then he's recruiting foreign fighters in and out of Ukraine.
Yeah, he's getting the pass. There's even posts.
And he's convicted
passport.
Of weapons of mass destruction in 2002, and they just drop it.
He had a fully automatic gun, which, you know, you can get those still with certain licenses in certain states. But he barricaded himself, already had a run-in with law enforcement. But I want to focus on the passport aspect of this. When there's a post, I don't know the connection, but he says, I have your passport, your ID ready. You can come pick it up. And he talks about this. You can watch this on X. They already have the screenshot, everything. You know, if you're able to bribe Pakistan for passports, that doesn't just mean you have money, which this guy clearly did not have.
Connections.
But you have connections. And the only connections that have that kind of operation globally that I know of are the CIA and the Mossad. Maybe in the UK you have other agencies. The Five Eyes probably all coordinate under the CIA. But this is what you have going on. This is not to be considered anything less than an act of self-sabotage, of domestic terrorism by our government against a private citizen right now.
When do you think they try again?
Okay, well, I don't go in the game of predictions, but I can tell you that I doubt that they're going to be so flagrant in the future, that if they're going to do something, it will be either because they are almost guaranteed it will work, or because they will do something that we're going to think he's just getting sick, and God forbid he actually dies.
They've already pre-programmed Iran, and I predicted they would. They could use a surface terror missile and say Iran did it.
Right, and they could also say that a Russian spy killed him. They could use the polonium or whatever. They can use the same poison and show that Russia is just killed Donald Trump to get us into a war with Russia. These are all real realities. Oh, wow. What are we looking at there? It's from a guy who makes $3,000 a month. Ryan Ruth sure did travel a lot. A flight for $7,000. Wow. I mean, the guy also, if you notice, too, specifically, you know, he's putting up selfies. Like, this guy's a libtard. This guy's not the most intelligent guy in the world.
Oh, he dyes his hair blue and gold. He reportedly, you know, is LGBT. It's just a standard cook ball they would recruit and use. Let's go to Joshua in Georgia. You're on the air with Elijah Schaefer. I'm glad you're calling in about Trump shooting deep state in Russia, how it all ties together. Go ahead.
Hey, Simplify, Mr. Jones. Simplify, Mr. Schaefer. First off, a shout out to the Salty Cracker. But I got 2 points here. Both of them pretty important. First one, just a question. If he is a deep state trigger man, which he is, why did they wait so long to scrub his social media? They let us look at it. Scratch your head on that one. And then I think, sorry, I'm out of breath. I just walked. Whew. But then he got away on accident. I think he was supposed to die there, but he got away and got caught in Florida by another sheriff in another county, and now he's in their custody. And I think Governor DeSantis needs to encircle that sheriff's department with State Patrol, Florida, Bureau of Investigation, whatever, National Guard, whatever, to keep that prisoner there. Otherwise, he'll be suicided in 12 hours after being released to the federal government.
I tend to agree with you. You want to talk about Russia?
Oh, yeah. So the narrative. So this Patsy, he's all about Ukraine, right? So he wants to kill Trump will be the narrative because he thinks that, the narrative will be Trump is a Russian agent. And that'll be the narrative they run. That's why they let us look at his unscrubbed social media.
All right, thank you. Let me get Elijah Schaefer's take on that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be one of many things. He just voted Democrat in the last primary, according to his own voting record. But I mean, you know, you have to realize that it's the Democrats and Republicans, uniparty, who are funding, you know, Ukraine. And this is a genuine concern. This isn't really a bipartisan issue.
It's the power structure against Trump and the populist movement.
Correct. That's what I honestly think. Because the war in Ukraine really has nothing to do with whether you're Republican or Democrat. It has to do whether you're MAGA or not. And so, if you're America first, then you're not going to want this war to go on. And I guess for a lack of better words, you got to also not underestimate how much time this stuff takes, right? Something happens, you have to send an email to your contact in the social media, you know, team. That social media team has to read it, give the order. They have to figure out the best way to do it. They go in, they have to monitor the situation and choose whether they can scrub it because they might be subpoenaed in court to prove this happened. So this stuff does take a little bit of time. I just think they're getting sloppy.
They're getting desperate. Dustin in South Dakota, you're on the air with Elijah Schaefer. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Longtime listener, first time caller. I don't have any theories or any yarns to spin, but about 6 years ago-ish, you had on Lee Stranahan, and he was talking about all the connections with Ukraine.
I'm glad you could talk about it. It was also Lee Stranahan, I saw him like 6 months ago and a year ago on his ex, saying he believes they'll use Ukrainian U.S. fighters, Foreign Legion, for assassinations and terror in America. He's been saying that, too.
Absolutely. He put out a tweet today, just this morning. It's probably only got like 3,000 hits on it or likes. But I look at it time to time because he actually, where you hold up.
No, he's really smart. In fact, we should get him on. I know he's had health problems, but we should get Lee Stranahan on tomorrow or get him on the War Room today. Guys, pull up Lee Stranahan's X account. Please do it right now. Go ahead. What did he say on his latest post? Tell us.
Just talks about the different connections between the CIA and other stuff, and Stefan Bandera and the Stay Behind. It's kind of all the same stuff you say, but in the end, he kind of gets into some stuff I've never heard him talk about before, and that's why I called. I seen his tweet, and I'm like, I've been on hold over an hour. I got to get to Jones and have him get Lee Stranahan on to talk about all this stuff, because he's basically crying out for people to hear him, because he doesn't have a whole lot of following anymore since the stroke.
All right, let's go back to his main page. I think we're on the wrong post of his. What's the name of the post you're talking about?
It was the first one at the top. It was the most recent post on his
X-Men. All right, thanks for the call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's talk to Owl Killer in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is actually incredible, because that is what I was calling in about, was the Lee Stranahan angle on this. And that guy knows everything about Ukraine and this, the whole invasion and everything. Now, what Lee points out, and I'm not looking at his Twitter, but what he's very known for is, do you remember the Charlottesville riots with the tiki torches?
Yeah, and he said Ukrainians were involved in that.
I don't think those were riots.
Well, not only that, go look at, you type, and they were screaming blood and soil. You can type in Ukraine tiki torch marches, and they're screaming a blut on the Boden, which is blood and soil in Ukraine.
That's right. He got sued by a bunch of State Department people, so did I, for saying they were CIA when they'd worked for Hillary and stuff, and then they later dropped it, all over him pointing out, and it was true, that there was actually Ukrainian money coming back in.
Well, do you remember Lauren Loomer got the police audio released from that department down in Florida, where they pull over that crazy Nazi with the tattoos all over his face?
And he says, I work for the CIA.
They run his, I don't think the CIA, I think it was the FBI.
No, but the same, there was a Ukrainian Nazi in that Nazi group.
Right. Yeah, he was over there. He went on
RT and said, I work for the CIA, which is admitted.
So I think this whole Ukrainian thing, this is basically Operation Gladio again.
Or Mongoose. They ended up using Mongoose trying to kill Castro to use the operation here with Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's something, it's basically like this cover where you send these cutouts to all these different, as under the banner of Ukraine. And, you know, there's some, it strikes me as odd that they would let us see all these Ukrainian connections. But whatever, the whole thing, the reason they impeached Trump was over, the first time was over the Ukraine thing. Now, I wish he would come out and say, they wouldn't try it if it was me, that there will be, no, I will just completely come out and end the war. Because in 2016, he rightly pointed out that they overthrew the Ukraine in 2014, and Russia didn't invade Crimea. They've had a base there since longer than we've been a country.
They use these foreign countries to dump money in, launder it, and then brainwash Americans and bring them back. The guy's name's Boneface. He said in multiple interviews he worked for the CIA. He was in Ukraine with the Azov Battalion. Here's Boneface.
Because he sends rockets to Ukraine.
In support of Ukraine, you mean?
Hell Ukraine! Hell Azov!
Slava Ukraini! Slava
Azov! I think Biden's better than Trump because he sends rockets to Ukraine.
In support of Ukraine, you mean?
Yeah, let's just stop here. That's not the clip I want. It's the next one you show on RT with bone faces in the back. You guys put it on screen, so when you find that, it says RT on it. It's the guy that's in the middle that's not talking. It's him saying he works for the CIA. You just showed it about a minute ago on air. Go ahead and roll this with audio.
About the FBI sending me over there, but that's not the FBI that does that. It was Central Intelligence that got me involved in that. There's a lot of hype about the FBI sending me over there, but that's not the FBI that does that. It was Central Intelligence that got me involved.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of hype about the FBI.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much, Al Keller. Great points. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I want to say this. You know, I don't know if you know, but I was contacted by the Russian consulate about 8 or 9 days ago, where they were offering me serious amount of money to spread, you know, some disinformation. This was the day before Tenet went down with the local indictment against Lauren Chen and the company about the Russian money or alleged Russian money inside of U.S. politics. It's really funny to me, though, that I feel like a lot of times, while Russia is somewhat involved, they do put money into things. And I want to clarify for the feds, I did not take the money. And I exposed the communications on my show and showed them that I'm not taking money from a foreign government or an adversary of the United States. However, I believe the Tenet stuff also has to do directly with the election.
How do you know it was an info vault 7 and that they weren't spoofing the Russians?
Well, because I have already contacted these people at the Russian consulate in Australia. I went down there and spoke to them because there's currently a Australian
journalist. Let's be clear. The Russians are involved in our policy. They're just a junior player compared to
it was like
the UK, Israel, or China.
Well, it made Israel seem like they were an alien space, race with technology 10,000 times beyond our capabilities. I mean, they were just texting me on Signal, being like, hey, can you share this fake video basically? How much money do you want? What do you want? This is through the consulate in Australia. But my point is,
what was the video?
It was the fake video of the African black guys kicking that white girl Trump supporter in the shoes. She was bloodied. It was a fake attack on Trump supporters. They had the video done the night before the rally of Trump, yet they claimed it happened on the day of Trump. I know who took the money for that. All I'm saying is their disinformation is silly. When you hear about Tenet and this idea that, oh, they gave $10 million. $10 million? Let's talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars from Israel. If you want to stand against foreign countries being involved in our politics, we got to get down to Ukraine. We've got to get down to Israel. We've got to get down to why there is so much outside money and influence in our politics. I think the whole Tenet thing was just to recast a lens on Russia.
Oh, sure. So bring back Russia gate.
To distract from this.
3.0, yeah.
To distract, but I'm saying the real problem is how much money of ours is being funneled through Ukraine and back into our country to establish and to fund the deep state, to fund people like this. I think when you hear this guy saying, yeah, the CIA got me into it, who paid for his trip? Why was he there? Why is it that this is not the first time or the last time we're seeing a crisis actor, somebody involved in causing
everything
problems?
Ukraine is run by, and by the way, the British are heavily involved, MI6 and the CIA with NATO. So I mean, this is all CIA. The guy is CIA. He's recruiting troops for the war. That's who runs that. He's getting flights back and forth, gets passports. He's being protected. All right, really good points there. Dragonfly in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones and Elijah, I have a Drugnov-style sniper rifle. I have the Zastava M91, and it looks like the rifle the shooter used was the California or the kind of Oregon or Washington, where they changed the stock and grip to make it compliant. And they're okay to shoot. It shoots like 7.62x54R. It's like the American, well, it's the Russian equivalent of like the American 308. So you got to kind of be pretty skilled at it. It's not like how you said, Mr. Jones, the 300 Win Mag. And I agree with this Ukrainian link. It's awfully suspicious. But I think at this point, with all the theatrics and, with this close to the election, they're just going to find one story after another. It's just going to be one story, whatever we bite on. I'm not saying this guy's not part of the Ukrainian thing or whatever. Trump is against it. But it's just they're going to keep changing it up and keep going at him, like you said. If this doesn't work, they're going to try to poison his food like Milosevic and give him a heart attack and blame that, or a truck bomb, or like Benito Mussolini, a woman shooter with a pistol close up. So I agree that, he should go in the bunker to a certain extent, but also I think he should have better security. There should be guys like how Maduro has, with briefcases, with shields, guys with full armor, because I think Trump's wearing one of those John Wick suits, which have a certain amount of bulletproof capabilities, but something like a Drugnov rifle or 308 is going to go right through that, like hot butter. And I don't know what it is with Trump. I don't know if he's the luckiest man on world, if Jesus got his back, or, I was even seeing people online talking like, is he a time traveler? Because if you're a time traveler or got that time travel knowledge hookup, you can dodge assassination attempts pretty easily. What do you think, Mr. Jones?
Look, I mean, Trump is not going to live in fear. And he gets off on stress. He doesn't even really wake up unless he's under attack. And he has taken some more security precautions. And it was an unannounced golf trip. But I mean, I think now he's going to take it more serious. So this is two in a row. And, I think it's a probability we wake up before the election, his plane's blown up or something like that. I mean, keep praying. And I'm not predicting it's going to happen. I'm just saying I will not be surprised. That's the case. Thank you, Dragonfly.
Yeah, I was going to say, people need to be worried, because part of the reason why the Democrat establishment, the deep state, has allowed our cities to turn into chaos is so we become conditioned to hearing things just like a random woman is knocked out and killed or someone else is shot. This stuff shouldn't be normal.
It's normalizing
tyranny. Normalizing chaos so that when they commit acts of chaos, it doesn't ping anyone's radar and they can write it off. And today, we already see it. People are saying, hey, he's okay, whatever, let's move on.
Or where'd my neighbor go? Oh, he had COVID or something.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's the same thing. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Trump's not special. Just another shooting on a golf course in Florida. That's why they allowed.
That was their cover story at first. Oh, it's gang related. No big deal.
But they're still doing it. They're saying whatever. And I want to repeat that all that Barack Obama said, the guy behind the scenes coordinating a lot of this, he just retweeted something Kamala said of just like, oopsie, we don't like violence and that's so bad. Unfortunately for us, this is going to escalate and the chaos in our cities and our country is going to amplify. And I'm not just worried about what they're going to do to Trump. I'm worried about what they're going to do to us before.
Right, it's Cloward and Piven, undermine and collapse the old system, do it incrementally so people don't realize it's happening, tell them everything's okay, and then you're collapsed and that's it.
Classic intelligence move.
Absolutely. James in South Carolina, you're on the air with Elijah Schaefer. Be sure to check him out on X. Elijah Schaefer, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, a few years ago back, I called in and we were kind of just going through what they were going to do, and you predicted that they would try to shake the economy, try to assassinate Trump, and then World War III blackouts. Anyways, I remember that. That's before even COVID. Second, the listeners need to know they can get involved. Facebook can't stop you from being involved in the information war. You can go to Infowars.com and copy and paste the articles, and they can't. I mean, it doesn't stop me. Nobody puts me in Facebook jail. So just get involved because we're running out of time.
What do you make of another assassination attempt? What do you think Trump should do?
All he can do is just believe in God and trust in God. He can't get fearful now. Just pray. I mean, it's a spiritual war, but it's also an information war. People, you can literally go to the articles, copy and paste them in your Facebook feed and add the photos if you want. That's what I do. And if you want to support me and my family, it's the Rusty Mermaid Store. Thank you all so much. Bye-bye.
I'm going to check it out. What he says is key. They'll block a link to InfoWars or anybody else that's against World War III. But if you copy the article, they hardly ever, it's a screenshot.
Yeah, you have to be planning the ways around censorship. That's why, shout out to everybody. I know Alex is gonna agree with me on this. To everyone who thought that you weren't significant and you went out and you go, I'm just taking screenshots of this guy's social media, I'm just screen recording his accounts. Everybody, when the next thing happens, when something occurs, that's what you need to do. That's how you can help right
Realize
now.
Realize no how important you are. And again, they wouldn't be doing all this censorship if we weren't having an effect. And so don't just go, oh, we've got X. Do stuff there, but go do it everywhere else and do it on the street and do it at church.
Yeah, it literally takes...
I'm going to check out the Rusty Mermaid, though. That sounds cool.
Yeah, me too, man. I will check that out because I always want to support, you know, a real, real red-blooded patriots in America.
I just want to see what they do. Oh, there it is. They're helping kids out or something.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't like a dildo shop like that one rabbi was, Shmuley. Remember he was posting that?
Yeah, he's...
Anyway, all I was going to say is, look, we've got to keep getting smarter. They are a few steps ahead of us, but ultimately speaking, we need to remember they hate us.
I agree.
And they're already planning.
What do you think of Rabbi Shmuley? He is like a demon.
Yeah, I think a lot of rabbis are like that. I think he's into the Kabbalah stuff, like the levitating, right? Isn't he into all that weird stuff? I don't know. That's alleged, so I'm not going to let him sue me. Those guys
I mean, listen, you've taken kind of an anti-Israel turn last year.
And anti-Zionist over American first. Yeah, I would say I think that the dual loyalty, like with Ben Shapiro saying that one of the reasons why he supports America is because of their guarantee of Israel. I would say unless you support America in spite of which countries they support, you are not America first.
I got real issues with Israel. My thing is people that are totally obsessed with it, like when I talk about communist China, that has 1,000, in my view, let's say 100, more effect than, say, Russia domestically. I mean, China really is involved with Congress and payoffs. I mean, people that just obsess on Israel, fine. Talk about Israel, we do too, but communist China, you know, all this stuff, like, that's a big thing too.
Absolutely. I'm telling you right now, I have been offered money from a PAC related directly to Israel to lie on behalf of the IDF for multiple thousands of dollars, which I debunked trying to...
I'm always accused of taking Israeli money. All I get is the ADL calling for my arrest. I've never been offered money by Israel.
Well, I did. And I got money by Russia as well. So I'm saying...
I've been offered money by the guy that was the richest guy in the world at the time. And it was off record. So I didn't say who, but you figure it out. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Elon Musk. And I've been offered money, like 20 years ago by the Russians and repeatedly. And I did report to the FBI. And then I got offered by the CIA posing as the Russians 4 years ago, 5 years ago, money from the Russians. And I took that to the FBI. But yeah, I've never had the Israelis offer me anything.
Well, they're doing it now. They're currently using some like social media marketing, you know, firms to sort of push propaganda on a lot of influencers. And I see them pushing some campaigns and pushing ideas that even have been debunked.
Sure. My point is all I've gotten from the ADL and that lobby is a tax. I mean,
I guess
they figured out I ain't taking no money. So,
well, yeah, but
I'll give them that. At least they haven't tried. Everybody else has.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure. And when you talk about this, all I want to say is this is, It's not a lie that China and Russia and countries like Qatar and others, or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it,
Saudi
are
Arabia.
Involved. But there is no nation more directly influenceable on our country than Israel and the Jewish, in the Jewish mafia.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true to say that the Israeli lobby doesn't spend the most money. The energy and defense groups do it, and the hedge funds. But Israel, when it comes to members of Congress, and it comes to dual loyalty, is the most powerful lobby.
Yeah, and that's why we, and the reason why we have to focus on it is because you don't get pushback for talking about China or talking about Russia. But if they want to silence you, we have to question why, and I think we all know.
Yeah, once I had a meeting with globalists off record, they didn't bring up the Israel thing. Maybe that's because I didn't really focus on it. They brought up, leave the Muslims alone, leave the open borders alone, and leave China alone. But we'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Segment ahead of the great Gerald Celente taking over. And we have a very important little promo piece at 6 after, so stay with us for that. Then Owen Schroyer is in 59 minutes at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, and all the links to the InfoWars feeds and his feeds. Just keep sharing them. Doing a great job, folks. Look, there is a global awakening to tyranny and how things work, and the central banks and the cashless society and the social credit scores, Elijah Shaver. That's really the exciting thing, is that whoever we can debate is most powerful in the New World Order. People are opposing its agenda and its policies, and that's what I want to try to do, is get people to oppose the globalist policies. What would you say the globalist endgame is?
I think the globalist endgame is essentially to create a one unified global citizenry where we lose our individual liberties. So we are no longer a people that have an identity given to us by God and we're made in God's image. We are a citizen of a global technocracy, of an oligarchy that comes together. We have one social credit and
our behavior and submission defines whether we'll be successful or not.
Correct. It's a social credit score. So since they can't outcompete God, making individual races, so different cultures and different languages, if if they create a connected social score plus a credit system, so a currency that connects us, they essentially reunite the world outside of God's original diaspora of humanity. And then they want, through AI, I believe...
That's key. God built in firewalls by different cultures and groups. He wants us unified only through God, through nothing else.
Correct. And that what is going to happen is the Antichrist eventually will bring peace in the world, will sit on the throne in the temple, and will declare himself God. So I believe this is an Antichrist end condemnation event, where you end up having the Antichrist as the free world leader. So I think Revelation is clear on that. I'm a firm believer in Scripture on that regard.
And I'm going to take that clip, put it up front on the show, because that's powerful, and you're really hitting the central issue here. They want a synthetic system to play God, where they surveil us in live time and make us submit to every action. And people think, well, then I'll just submit and be successful, but they'll make you castrate your kids, take chemicals, you know, eat GMO, eat the bugs. They're going to kill you slowly while you think you're winning in their system. The only way is to build our new systems and not submit to them.
And that's why classical liberalism failed, is because there's a constant transition. In the 60s, we had the sex change, you know, dynamic, where people would go, okay, there's no difference between men and women. And people thought that was crazy. Now look at it now. Now they want women to act like men and men to be psyoped and act effeminate and go down in their aggression. They don't want them to be toxic. Basically masculine, and so they've.
And you see, the men are only taking care of the baby, and the women are in charge. And the woman always leaves him for the mean guy riding the motorcycle.
Well, of course, and this is the proof is that they went on the sexual revolution. Now they're going on the gender revolution, which we're kind of at the tail end.
And then it's the transhumanist cyborg revolution.
Correct. It's transhumanism eventually, which could be either, you know, the combination of AI with human, you know, the human body or the vessel, or it could be actually its own individual downloading consciousness into the AI and creating a separate identity. I will say this, though. This transhumanism is the next step in our battle against the globalist regime. We already had transsexuality, which, you know, was not the trans we see today. That's when, you know, you could be gay, straight, LGBTQ. Now we have transhumanism.
First, you can be anything you want. Now it's you got to be what we say you are.
Correct. But that's why the transgender is the first step to see how easy it is to influence people to change their body irreversibly.
Will they believe you can be uploaded to a computer, but we kill your body? It's a fraud. It's not really you. It's a facsimile.
Correct.
You've got to accept the new identity, the new thing. First, you accept two men can have a baby. It's murdering logic.
Correct. And that's why they want you to accept that men can become women and women can become men. Because when they implement their AI transhumanism, then you won't say, that's a cyborg. That's a robot. No, that's a human being. That's not a half human, half AI. That is a true potential put in place by God human being.
And so that's why they attack children and innocents, because they want to degrade that and have us give up our instinct to defend it.
Correct. And if you deny reality, they can get you to deny reality, then nothing is safe. We are in a stage of denial. Denial of observation. That is truly dangerous.
A war against reality. You got to go on Ellen's show. I'm sure he wants you. You're leaving tomorrow. Please come on American Journal tomorrow with Harrison Smith. All the shows are really exploding right now. At Elijah Schaefer on X, slightlyoffensive.com, on Rumble, everywhere else. Be sure and check it all out at censored.tv. And please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and the AlexJonesStore.com. That's brand new, amazing t-shirts. Ball caps, you name it. That keeps us on air. We need your support. Plus, it spreads the word. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, the great Gerald Celente is coming up. But first, an important announcement on the other side of this break. Elijah Schaefer, great to see you in person, brother.
Great to see you, too.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
the Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq War, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexshowstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexshowstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.
Hey, great being on InfoWars. And what Alex Jones said about supporting it, the InfoWars is so, so true. Yeah, because the globalists are taking over, the big zone everything. Yeah, this is why you subscribe, of course, to the Trends Journal, and you go on to InfoWars. This is the front page of the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. $6 for this issue. Prize winner is sure to bring a tear to the eye. A more perfect onion. Stever Purvis beholds is 16.7-pound giant onion, which took first the heaviest onion Friday at England's Harrogate Autumn Flower Show, known for its vegetable contest. He also won for heaviest leek, a 19.7. I'm not making this up. This is the crap they're shoving down our throats, so we don't know what in the world is going on, what to do, and how to prepare, prevail, and prosper. Stupid crap. Oh. Want to talk about crap? Hey, who's the head of the Wall Street? I can't say the word S-H-I, you know, with another letter at the end, because that's what it is. Oh, somebody from the UK. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the United Kingdom? The country America fought its freedom against? I'm not saying the British people are bad, but hey, the government? Puh, to me, it hasn't changed a bit. Their murderous SOBs never stopped. Oh, it was that little clown boy, what that guy's name, Blair? Yeah, Tony Blair. Tony B.S. Blair. A little arrogant boy of nothing, along with little Georgie Bush. With a pair of cojones, smaller than a mothball, light us into the Iraq War. That UK. Yeah. The UK that keeps going all over the world with the United States fighting wars we have no business being in. Anyway, who's running the Wall Street Journal? Oh, the editor is from the UK. Hey, who's the head of Bloomberg? Oh, another UK, F-U-C, you know, K over there. Yeah. Well, who's running Washington Post? Oh, another F-U-K. Oh, yeah. Yeah. One after another. Freedom is dead in America. It is one, nothing more than a bunch of BS. This is the crap. You can't make this stuff up. We subscribe to this. And the toilet paper record, the New York Times, because we need to see what the American media is saying. We're hardly getting any trend data that helps us forecast trends. Hardly any from the mainstream media. So that means we have to spend much more time looking for data, because journalism is finished, finito, gone. Thanks to that other little piece of rotten scum crap, who I felt about when he first ran for office back in 1992. And I got these T-shirts made up. Beware, Slick Willie. Oh, yeah. You remember when Slick Willie? Oh, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only gave me a, you know, what job. Yeah. No, not with the hand, the other one. Yeah. Did away with the Federal Communications Act, 1996. Now six companies control 92% of the media. Journalism is dead. You're getting it from InfoWars. And, of course, when you want trends, what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do, you want the Trends Journal. They don't have a clue. They don't come close to us. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Like Alex Jones says, he's very appreciative, as I am, of the thank yous that we get. And we thank you for supporting us. So going on to the stupid news here. Ready? This is the headline in CNBC. Larry Ellison becomes world's second richest man, dethroning Jeff Bezos as Oracle stock surges. Isn't that great? Second richest man. Not a penny for peace. Not a penny for peace. Billionaires don't give a penny for peace. F you with peace. We don't care. We don't talk about it. Could you imagine if they gave us $1 billion to our Occupy Peace movement? Boop! Peace tomorrow morning. But these little pieces of crap prostitutes, little media whores on TV, you're not allowed to be on there if you talk about peace, because they're pieces of crap and they don't like peace. All they do is promote war. Little prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. And again, that's why you go to InfoWars. You get the information that you're getting that you're not getting anywhere else, because it's blacklisted in the news. Oh, don't say blacklisted. That's racist. Okay. What can we say? Can't say whitelisted. Not yellowlisted. Let's be stupid, huh? Because that's all it is. Just stupid crap they keep shoving down our throats. Disgusting. Hey, you want to talk about something stupid? And again, I was raised Catholic. I don't believe in any of it anymore after what they did to me and done beating me up, perforating my middle ear, breaking my eardrum, and leaving me back in the fifth grade. You know, as I said, I'm just glad Father Foley was a ladies' man. It could have been a lot worse. So I don't care what religion you believe in. Keep it to yourself. Don't try to convince me. Just do what you want. This is Pope Francis tells U.S. Catholics to choose lesser of evil in the coming election. This is his quote. Whether it is the one who is chasing away migrants or the one who kills children, the Pope said, both are against life. He said, you must choose the lesser of the evil. Wait a minute. Lesser of the evil? You mean Pope Francis? How about Pope a dope? Hey, you're a Catholic? You believe in Christ? Christ doesn't believe in evil. There's no such thing as a lesser evil. Oh, Lucifer's better than Satan. Yeah, it says so. It's right in there. It's in the Bible. Section 3, paragraph 5. What do you mean lesser of evil? How about saying you, the people of America, should be voting for the greater of the greats? The best of the goods, not evil. Saying lesser of two evils is like saying almost pregnant. Could you get that, Pope? Pope-a-dope. What stupid, stupid arrogance. Arrogance. And you don't have any right. You have no right to tell we the people in America what to do. Keep it in your church. Yeah. You must choose the lesser of evil. Who is the lesser of evil? The lady or that gentleman? I don't know. And then he goes, not voting is ugly. It's not good. You must vote. Hey, Katzon, don't you tell me what I must do. What the hell does this have to do with Jesus Christ? He's probably turning in his grave. Well, he never going. He went to heaven. I forgot. Wait. Yeah. I haven't voted since 2012. Last person I voted for president was Ron Paul. That's it. I don't believe in the crime syndicate. I call the Repulsivekins and Democrats. As I say, I'm all gonna vote for Mr. Boogie. Vote for Mr. Boogie. He'll put rhythm in the White House and all the squares have got to go. Yep. I'm going to go to every city, make a speech in every town, kiss everybody's baby when their daddy's not around. Vote for Mr. Boogie. I'll raise wages. I'll lower taxes. I'll put a Cadillac in every garage and a chicken in every pot. In fact, I'm even going to start a fifth party. All you have to do to join is bring your own fifth. All right? I don't support the whole thing. But this is garbage. Garbage. Vote for evil. Not voting is ugly. Jerk's stupid. Yep. Lesser of evils. How about the better of goods? The greatest of greats. That's what America's come to. I vote for lesser to evils. Yeah, go get convicted of a crime and say, well, I'm not as evil as that murderer. That murderer only killed 80 people. This one killed 170. On to the economy. Hey, see what gold prices are? Bop, 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 bop. As I went on the air, 2,580 dollars an ounce. And one of your top trends for 2024 in your trends journal was this would be, quote, a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up almost $550 per ounce since we made that forecast. So where's gold going? We haven't seen the downside yet. We called every downside this year. We said when it hit bottom, we'd go back up. The downside hasn't come yet. It may not come for a while because gold has spiked up in the last month, well over $100 an ounce. So gold can hit $3,000 an ounce. On Wednesday, the crime syndicate, the banks, the bandits, got their meeting coming up. The feds. And there's even talk now of some people coming out saying they should lower interest rates by 75 basis points. They're going to lower them. Everybody knows that 25 basis points is a sure shot. If they go 50 basis points down, you're going to see the dollar go way down. The dollar's already on a downswing. The only reason the dollar is strong is because interest rates are so high. The lower interest rates fall, the deeper the dollar declines, and the higher gold prices rise. They're going to rise. It's just a matter of how fast and how much. If they knock interest rates down 50 basis points, you could well see gold selling well above 2,650 dollars per ounce. We do not give investment advice. We don't tell you what to do. But we're trend forecasters, and we look at the big picture. And the big picture is you're going to see more inflation because they're cutting interest rates everywhere. Not everywhere, but in a lot of places, particularly in the bigger countries. The ECB just cut interest rates last week, and they're talking about cutting them more. Investors ramp up bets on rate cuts. Yep. So it's only going to be a matter of time. Again, this isn't rocket science. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. Now let's go back. As I keep saying, they want to keep the people in power. And they're going to do that by propping up the economy as much as it can. And lower interest rates will help do that. Because the former Fed head, Ms. Fatia Brutz, Janet Yellen, is now the United States Treasury Secretary. So it shows you firsthand in front of your face to see who's in charge. The Feds are in control of our money, and they want to stay in it. Trump gets in, he'll change the Fed head, and they don't want that to happen. And again, not saying like, dislike, we're trend forecasters, we say what is. And I make it clear, I'm a political atheist. I do not believe in the system. Interest rate payments on the national debt top $1 trillion. This last week, it's going to be $2 trillion for the full year. $2 trillion. National debt. Who in any business or in any life could keep building up debt, not being able to pay it off? Who can do that? What business, what individual? Nobody. Hey, Salenti, shut up. We're the politicians running the freak show. We'll steal every penny we can from you in the name of taxes. We don't care about the debt level or what you are suffering through as the plantation workers of Slavelandia's wages go down as inflation goes up. We're politicians. We want your money because we never work a day in our lives. You got it? And I was there. The assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. Malcolm Wilson was the governor. Warren Anderson was the majority leader. I'm eating shrimp cocktail with my Robert Hall suit. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, the cat that ran the whole show. I saw it firsthand. Worst job I ever had in my life and been working all my life. Watch grown men grovel to suck their way up to the top ain't my trip. And that's who's running our government. Not only our government, governments around the world. Politicians are the little clowns that wanted to be class president, head of the student council. So there we got the numbers here. And then Beijing's economy softened in August, keeps going down. Industrial growth declined. It's retail sales grew only 2.1%. They were up 2.7% the month before. Investment in real estate declined 10.2%. Imports only grew 0.5%. We mention this because this is China, whose economy was booming before they launched a COVID war on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, January 2020. Cover of our Trends Journal magazine. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. It was all the news. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this crap for? They did this to shut down the Hong Kong protests. And I used to be on Hong Kong TV back in 2019. They couldn't stop them. 7.5 million people in that city, over a million were taking to the streets. They couldn't stop it. Launch the COVID war, get back in your house, can't go out anymore, pass an emergency law, boop, 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 bop, finito. They destroy their economy. 3 years of zero COVID policy destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions. And the COVID war, the damage it's done is incalculable. Again, all your data is in your trends journal. Business is going out of business every week. People getting laid off. The numbers are astounding that they don't report. We do it every week. So going back, the global economy is slowing down. They're going to do everything they can to juice it up. You're looking at oil prices now. When I went on the air, Brent crude was selling at $72.77. Why? Because China's buying a lot less of it. So is much of the world. So, gold, oil prices are going down because there's a global slowdown. The world is going into dragflation. Declining economic growth and rising inflation. The inflation isn't over. They come out with these numbers that are nothing more than BS. Go to shadow stats for the real numbers. It's costing people a lot more to buy a lot less. So your car insurance, your house insurance, getting your car fixed. And stupid, all this electronic crap in the cars. I got a 1994 Audi. Two of them. I hate these new cars. People can't afford what's going on. But the rich are getting richer as everybody else is getting poorer. And they're stealing our money for more wars and to give them to their bankster buddies and anybody else. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back soon. And remember, support InfoWars because they're doing everything, everything, everything they can to support you. Their staff works tirelessly, as does Alex Jones. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the products that you need.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yeah, that they were saying, you know, support InfoWars, support Alex Jones, support free speech. It's been robbed from us. If you don't swallow my political crap, you believe in misinformation. That's who you're talking. These arrogant little pieces of scum. Politicians. Yeah, the cover of our Trends Journal that they showed before says it perfectly. Politicians want war. People want peace. And don't forget, we're having a peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York. You go to OccupyPeace.com. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampal, and others. Music. We're trying to do it. Again, I talked to 1 million people out of 7.5 million that were protesting in Hong Kong against China taking over. Can we get 1 million people here out of 332 million? It's up to you. And it's up to you to support InfoWars. And they have these great products that really can help you at this time when you really need it the most. Because these are down times, and you got to build your body up. And by building yourself up, again, it's that 360 win. And they have these great products that are on sale that they come and they go because they get sold out really quick. And they got that Bodies is back. And what do they got here? 25% off. And if you want whole body support, this is the one you need. I keep telling this over and over again. It's used as a medical herb for thousands of years, turmeric. It's one of the most studied ingredients known today or yesterday. So they pair this with black pepper and Bodies and turmeric supplement. It takes advantage of the power of the turmeric with over 95% of its active ingredients. And because turmeric contains some of the most powerful antioxidants, and you really need those in these very toxic times, they paired it with other powerful ingredients, including 5 different herbs and extracts. So it gives the ultimate boost for you and your family. And again, you need that boost right now because these are down times. You got to bring your body up. When you bring your body up, your mind goes up. So you got joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, and it has all these great ingredients. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, thyme, turmeric root extract, on and on and on. So don't wait because they're going to be out of stock again. And you want to support your immune system and you want to support InfoWars. And again, they have these very, very powerful ancient ingredients with bodies at 25% off from InfoWars Life. So your life is on the line. So let's get it healthy again because these are down times. You know, there's an article, I mean, in the Trends Journal, we've been writing about this. And just to make it clear as I'm talking about this, there's an article that just came out. Novo Nordisk claims obesity drug effective for under 12s. Under 12s? What's a kid under 12? How'd you get obese? How'd you get obese? You know how you got obese? Because, again, people hate me for this. Your mother doesn't raise you anymore. They sent you out to a nursing home for children that they call daycare centers. You're screaming out of your mind. You're a kid growing up. You want your mama there to love you. And you got some stranger there feeding you crap. And then mommy comes home from work and she's not cooking all day like my mother, may her soul rest in peace, was. No, they're bringing you ultra-processed, prepared crap or fast food junk food. So you read this whole article. 1 in 5 children have obesity. And one of the biggest predictors for adult obesity is childhood obesity. Yeah, no kidding. But thanks to the science, I would have never figured that out. Yep, stop feeding them crap food and this won't happen. You look at the pictures of my generation at Woodstock, 1969. Everybody's thin. You don't think I want to eat more? I love to eat. I'm Italian. But I don't want to end up as an inmate in a nursing home, so I try to get in the best shape I can. So, but with the adults, the drug led to side effects of nausea and vomiting. And those who stopped using it regained weight quickly. A sign of the limitations in the treating obesity drug. PitchBook suggests the obesity drug market will peak at $200 billion in value. All right. Drugs to everything, no natural healing. And by the way, this was the first book I worked on. I didn't write. I worked on, and my former wife, may she rest in peace, sold it to Warner Books, which was a big company back then, Natural Healing back in the 80s. So it's not, you know, BS. It's fact. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences. They're taking these drugs. So I'm mentioning this because you got a lot of great products at InfoWars that could help you. So again, and it helps InfoWars. European, ready for this? This is from the Financial Times today. European states offload 16 billion euros in stocks of banks rescued during financial crisis. Yet, the government and mostly recouping a fraction of the taxpayer money they plowed through in their domestic lenders a decade and a half ago to save the banks from collapse. Isn't that great? Save the banksters from collapse. You could go to hell. Hey, matter of fact, listen to what the Pope says. If you vote for Satan or Lucifer, you're okay. It's a lesser of two evils. So go to hell. Go to hell. We only save the banksters, Salenti. You people don't count. Once upon a time, don't call me an anti-Semite. I'm against the Israeli war. Don't like genocide. So now what I'm going to say, don't call me an anti-Italian. Because, hey, I'm a paisano. My blood's Italian, my heart's American, and my soul. And my soul's Italian too. But my heart is American. So now, can't call me an anti-Italian when I say some lousy piece of scum crap, may he rot in hell, Mussolini. He called what our government, European government, is doing fascism. Fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Got it? They run the country. The Federal Reserve, not my numbers. We only give facts in the Trends Journal. Oh, but no. Forget the Trends Journal. This is today's Wall Street Journal. I can't say the word. It's a World War, World S-H-I Journal. Monday, September 16th. Look at this picture here. Look at that. See that picture? Russian strikes apartment building in Ukraine. Hey, how about Israel? This just came out of Haaretz. They just killed 16 people were killed in a raid, and they just killed about another 20 people in Gaza. Killed over 41,000. 95,000 over that are seriously wounded. But we won't talk about that. That's not allowed. That's not in the paper. Yeah, 20 killed and 76 wounded in Gaza in the last 24 hours. But that's the front page. What the Russians are doing, they don't show the slaughter going on. Nope. Not a word about it. So going back to the banksters in charge and the military-industrial complex in charge of America is Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, who warned us that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of science, sweat, the labors, and future of children. $29 trillion. I was going to talk about before I got $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute at Bard College, was used to bail out the banksters during the Great Recession. And remember, the Trends Journal took out the domain name Panic of 08 in 2007. We were among the first to call it. Me, Peter Schiff, and a few others. That was it. And he's a great guy. So going back to the banksters, there's a site that I really recommend if you really want to know what's going on in the bankster system. It's called Wall Street on Parade. Russ and Pam Martins. This is an article today. Everything this book predicted on Wall Street mega banks ruling their regulators is now unfolding. It is rare for a book to be so comprehensive, insightful, that it provides a roadmap for the future, especially when a cast of characters are the lawyered up mega banks on Wall Street and their legions of lobbyists and public relations flacks. That's why I like this. They speak the right language. We're referring to the book is called Taming the Megabanks, Why We Need a New Glass-Steagall Act by Arthur Wilmot. And they go on to say that last Tuesday, and we wrote about this and talked about it, the Federal Reserve completely capitulated to the demands of Wall Street megabanks on its plans to dramatically raise capital levels at the megabanks, the so-called Basel III endgame. And it goes on. This is. It walks readers through each of the much-touted financial reforms that the Obama minions told the American people they could count on following the worst megabank-induced financial crisis since the Great Depression. But the Dodd-Franks promised key reforms and never happened. And they go on. Never happened. Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. What an arrogant. Oh, I forgot. No. The Pritzkers brought him there. Oh, the Hyatt family. Obama, the little nothing over there in Chicago, in Illinois. The little state senator. Folks. Always folking us. Folks. You let me, we'll have peace. And he wins the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. That Obama? As soon as he got elected, the Afghan troop surge? Kept ramping up the Iraq war? Yeah. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh, no, Salenti, say it properly. Gaddafi has to go. It's the richest country in Africa. The people have more rights and benefits than most of the world. And the oil, it's one of the easiest to extract because you don't have to dig deep to get it. You think we would have invaded Iraq if their major export was broccoli? Oh, and they want Africa to go on a gold standard? We got to get them out of there. Yeah, that Obama. Going back to the banksters. I'm mentioning this because the Trends Journal, and again, if you want the Wall SHI, you know what journal, get that for $6 at the weekend, $5 every day, or the Trends Journal if you go to jonestrends.com for $2.50 a week. The banks are going to go bust, and they don't have the money to cover it. No one's talking about this. We're giving you the facts here. They don't have the money to cover the losses. And the banks are going bust because of, again, tracking trends is the understanding of how we got here, where we are, and where we're going. And all things are connected. The COVID war, when people started working at home and they didn't want to go back to work, saying, I got to be crazy, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to commute an hour and a half each way. How did I do that? I'm nuts. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going to spend the money, and I'm not going to do it. They're working from home. Not a guy that has 10, 15, 20 stories in a building. I don't see him anywhere. They're in all these cubicles. Well, I don't care. Yeah, work from home. Come down a couple of days a week. Your office occupancy rate, according to Castle Systems with a K, is at 48.8%. All right? Let's go back to the COVID war when it began in 2020. And they locked down everything. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Okay. You remember that line? Oh, it'll come back. Eventually, it'll come back. Oh, don't worry. After Labor Day, people will be going back to work. Nah, they didn't. We said they wouldn't, and they didn't. In May of 2020, we forecast the office building bust, and it's here in front of everybody's eyes to see, but the prostitute media does not report on it at all. Zip, nada, nothing. Nothing. Goes back to the banks. You're going to start seeing defaults on trillions of dollars of loans coming up in the commercial real estate sector. There are $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming up in the next 2 years and 4 months. Yeah. And they're artificially extending a number of these loans. So anyway, we're going back. We're giving you the information about why this is so important and how, again, we're just nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia, the big zone everything. Chinese stocks, by the way, last week, they fell to the lowest level since January 2019. Remember, the COVID war starts in 2020. All right? This is a country of 1.4 billion people and the second largest economy in the world. Oh, how about the third largest economy in the world, Germany? Oh, they're doing crappy too. Yeah. They're on the brink of recession. They're going through very difficult times. And again, the rapid slowdown in Chinese economy is bringing down oil prices. The IE forecast this year, global demand to grow 903,000 barrels a day. They lowered it from 970,000. In the first half of the year, global demand growth continued to decelerate with gains of 800,000 barrels per day. You ready? The lowest since 2020. Oh, lowest since 2020 when everything was locked down? You see where this is going? And that's why gold price, we don't tell people what to do. We don't give investment advice. We give you our, we write what they're reporting, and we give our trends analysis and our trend forecasts, and you think for yourself. We don't tell you what to do. China's oil demand is expected to expand by only 180,000 barrels a day. Yep. And again, the Fed, this is the language that they use, by the way, in the prostitute media. This is from Financial Times. I just read to you what they said about Wall Street on Parade, about how the Fed backed off from raising the amount that lenders need to be holding. This is the Financial Times. Fed humbled on capital rule plan after fierce Wall Street opposition. Yep. One of the fiercest opposition campaigns in the bank lobbying and bipartisan group in U.S. lawmakers. Yep. Isn't that something? Backed off in front of everybody's eyes, hardly news, and no, people don't care about it, don't know about it. Yeah, but did Taylor Swift have sex last night? You know, when Ben Affleck and his girlfriend, what do I care about this crap? Again, Chinese economy is here. This is how tiny this news is reported. This is from the Toilet Paper Record. Wasn't even in the Financial Times, in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. U.S. manufacturing contracted in August. Yep. You ready? The ISM said its manufacturing PMI rose to 47.2 last month from 46.8 in July. Readings below 50 mean contraction. All right. Manufacturing is dying. You're going to see spending going down. They'll pop up again during the holiday season. So more reporting on the Israel war. This is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper that we subscribe to because we want to know what everybody is saying. We go to IRNA, ISNA, Tehran Times. Want to hear what the Iranians are saying? Why, how dare you? You only have to hear what we're saying. And we go to what the Israelis are saying. Oh, we go to Al Jazeera, Middle East Eye, Mideast Monitor, Arab News. We want to hear what the Arabs are saying, the Persians are saying. We want to hear what everybody's saying. So this is from Haaretz. And again, we pay to go to Haaretz. U.S. State Department, no timetable for Israel-Hamas proposal. How many times do we hear B.S. Blinken, the little daddy's boy, my daddy went to ambassador to Hungary, my uncle was ambassador to Belgium, I went to Dalton, I went to Harvard, I played the guitar. That little arrogant clown boy lying about a peace deal for how long? As Netanyahu's saying, we're not going to have a peace deal, but they kept that in the back news. No, we're gonna keep troops there in the Philadelphia area. Philadelphia. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a nice name, huh, for Arab land. Oh, Palestinian. No, I forgot. I stole the land. Yep. Netanyahu to top Biden envoy. Again, this is from from Haaretz. Israel values U.S. support. Oh, wait a minute. Israel values your support? You mean the billions of dollars that we shoveled into you? To keep slaughtering these people, my tax money? Value it? But we'll do what is necessary to tackle Hezbollah threats. And again, they call Hezbollah terrorists. Hezbollah are the ones that threw out the Israelis when they invaded Lebanon. 2006. And they're much more advanced than them. They're going to keep ramping up this war because Netanyahu, as I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. People forget about the 39 weeks of judicial protest when he wanted to do away with the court system so he wouldn't have to be brought up on the charges. And then the that terrible Hamas attack happened. Everybody forgot about it. This is the propaganda that they use. This is from the toilet paper record. Palestinian militants in West Bank flex new capabilities, adding to a spiral of violence. Militants? Israel keeps killing. Oh, well, let's see. The number that I had here was over 600 people have been killed in the West Bank since the Gaza War. 600. Israel has no right to be in the West Bank. It's against the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. They're not militants. So if some guy comes in here, or a gang of guys come in here, and they try to take over my house and do what they want, and I blow their brains out because they're going to blow my brains out, I guess I'm a militant. Oh, yeah, when America went to Iraq and went to Afghanistan, the people that were fighting them back, they were terrorists. They were militants. America could go wherever they want and kill anybody that they want, and so can Israel. Oh, they bombed Syria against Israel? Oh, they only killed 15. Yeah. This is from antiwar.com. Israel strikes kill 64 Palestinians across Gaza Strip. But that's not the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Nope. Russians bombed the building. Russians bombed the building. Okay. That's why you need to go to InfoWars to get the big picture. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Get the trends shaping the future, so you can prepare, prevail, and prosper. We're in difficult times. Support Trends Journal. Support InfoWars. See you soon.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.